This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Friday night crowd is expected here at Modern Woodman Park as Quad Cities continues its six-game series against the Lansing Lugnuts and kicks off a weekend of baseball here in downtown Davenport. Hi again, everybody. As always, Kyle Kirchvill joining you here from the historic John O'Donnell Press Box. Wherever you're tuned in from tonight, thanks so much for joining us for Game 4 of this six-game series and Game 117 in the 2024 season for the Quad Cities River Bandits. QC, still hot in the month of August. The squad has won 13 of its 19 games this month, and they enter tonight in the midst of a four-game win streak. The Bandits playing some of their best baseball of the season and still maintaining a grasp on that last playoff spot in the Midwest League West Division. They helped their playoff chances yesterday, picking up another well-rounded win. Quad Cities guaranteed itself at least a split of this six-game series, taking last night's game 6-1. The Bats put together 10 hits, and once again, Spencer Nivens did his thing with the home run ball. And on the mound, an effort led by Ethan Bosacker, Quad Cities held Lansing to just one run on two hits. And both of those hits came with two outs in the third inning. After that, Lansing held to just two walks, and Quad Cities bullpen after Bosacker helped close things out, as they've so often done this year. Let's recap last night's action. For the first time in this series, Lansing actually scored the opening run of the ball game after a scoreless first two innings. The Lugnuts put together that third frame rally against Ethan Bosacker. The Bandit starter had retired the first eight batters he'd faced before Saheed Valenzuela poked a ball into the outfield for Lansing's first hit. Bosacker then walked Johnny Butler, and Jared Dickey came through with an RBI single. The former River Bandit gave the Lugnuts a 1-0 lead. The Bandits, though, quickly provided some run support for their right-hander. They scored three times in the fourth inning, initially tying the game on a solo shot from Spencer Nivens, his 16th of the season, his 15th in the second half, his minor league best 11th in the month of August. Shortly after Jack Caglione and Trevor Werner both singled, Carson Rockefort picked up a single of his own. He plated Caglione to give the Bandits a 2-1 lead before Shervin Newton bounced into a double play but scored Werner to put the Bandits up 3-1. Ethan Bosacker responded with a scoreless fifth and a scoreless sixth inning, getting an extra run of support from Justin Johnson, who delivered an RBI single in the bottom of the fifth. Bosacker would finish off his game, retiring the final 10 batters he faced. And throughout the entirety of his six-frame start, he needed just one strikeout. He threw 65 pitches in six innings of one-run ball. He has won each of his last six starts, and he's now rattled off four straight quality starts. The reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, making a case for an encore here in the third week of August. So, after Bosacker, it was Ben Hernandez who took the mound for Quad Cities. He pitched a scoreless seventh and eighth. The Bandits tacked on two more against Hunter Breaux in the bottom of the eighth. A bases-loaded walk was drawn by Davies Nadal, and then Justin Johnson struck for another RBI with a sac fly. But that was plenty for Nathaniel Garabitos, or rather for Ben Sears, I beg your pardon. It was Searsy last out of the bullpen for Brooks Conrad yesterday. He pitched a clean ninth inning, worked around a one-out walk, and struck out the final two men he faced to secure Quad City's 6-1 win. So Ethan Bosacker got the victory, now 6-1 in seven starts in High A. The losing pitcher was Lansing's starter and the Oakland A's number three prospect per MLB Pipeline, Luis Morales. He issued a walk to Justin Johnson to start his night, but after that retired 10 straight Bandits hitters and picked up all six of his game's strikeouts. But unfortunately after that, the Bandits took the lead and never looked back. Morales now 2-3 with Lansing this year. So let's turn the page to today's matchup. Again, a Friday night contest on what's shaping up to be yet another beautiful evening in downtown Davenport. The Lansing Lugnuts enter the ball game trying to snap this three-game skid. They are 54-61 overall, 22-29 in the second half. They're the affiliate of the Oakland Athletics and are managed for the second year by Craig Conklin. He will have the left fielder, Johnny Butler, atop the lineup. He'll be followed by the DH, Jared Dickey, and then Ryan Lasko bats third and plays center field. Will Simpson is at first base. He bats fourth. Luke Mann plays third base and hits fifth, batting sixth, the right fielder, Nate Nankill. TJ Schofield Sam is back at second base, batting seventh. CJ Rodriguez reprises his role as the Lugnuts catcher, batting eighth. And batting ninth, back in the lineup, it's the shortstop, Casey Yamauchi. Lots of fans in attendance tonight to see this Lansing starter. It's the 27-year-old right-hander from Grant Judkins. Judkins from Pella, Iowa, just about 2.5 hours west of the Quad Cities. And he's a former Hawkeye. So, coincidentally, on a night that's sponsored by University of Iowa Healthcare, some more Hawkeye representation out of that first base dugout. Judkins has worked both as a starter and as a reliever this year for the Lugnuts, and in both roles, he's been very successful. He comes into the ballgame tonight 3-5 with a 3.15 ERA. In 22 total appearances, he has pitched to a 1.10 whip, and opposing batters are only hitting 2.13 against him. We talk a lot about Ethan Bosacker's month of August, but Grant Judkins is making a case for Player of the Month honors himself. Here in August, he's made three starts. He's given up just two earned runs in 11 innings and has 14 strikeouts to two walks. Last time he took the field, he earned a win in Game 2 of a doubleheader against West Michigan on the 18th. He pitched three scoreless innings, worked around just two base runners, and only needed one strikeout. Now let's meet the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They are managed for the third straight season by Brooks Conrad and enter the action tonight an even 500 on the year, 58-58. They are five games over 500 in the second half at 28-23, just 1.5 game back of first place Wisconsin, but they are still, as I mentioned earlier, leading the way for that last playoff spot. Peoria a game behind them. Cedar Rapids four games behind Quad Cities in third and fourth place, respectively. Leading off for Quad Cities for the second straight night and for the third time this season, it's Justin Johnson. He'll get a break from the defense, though, and serve as the DH. The Red Hot Spencer Nivens, of course, in the lineup. He'll bat second and play his usual right field. Batting third, it's the first baseman and the Royals' number one prospect per MLB Pipeline, Jack Caglione. Trevor Werner bats fourth. He's at third base. Carson Rockefort's in center batting fifth. And batting sixth, the shortstop back in the lineup after a day off yesterday, Dustin Dickerson. Omar Hernandez will handle the catching duties and bats seventh. The switch hitter, Lisandro Rodriguez, bats eighth and plays second base. And batting ninth, it's the left fielder, Davis Nadal. On the mound for Quad Cities, it's one of the more exciting pitchers in the Royals farm system, the 21-year-old lefty from Hartford, Connecticut, Frank Mazzucato. Frankie opened up the year as the Royals' top left-handed pitching prospect per MLB Pipeline. He's now number 11 overall in the system, but he's still really had a good year with Quad Cities. He comes into tonight's ball game 5-10 on the summer with a 3.46 ERA. Here in the month of August, things have been a bit up and down for him, but he was up last week against Beloit. He took a no decision, pitched five innings, and gave up just one run, working mostly around five hits, three walks, and four strikeouts. As always, the name of the game for Mazzucato is avoiding the walk. This year, he's issuing just over 5.5 free passes per nine innings, but he owns an opponent batting average of just 206, which is one of the best marks in the Midwest League. We're going to go ahead and shut down the River Bandits pregame show as the national anthem and first pitch come up shortly. We'll be back with Friday Night Baseball live on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Behind Section 5. They have provided tickets to the USO on the Rock Island Arsenal to give tickets to service members and their families for every home game this season. Fans, would you please rise and remove your caps in honor of the playing of our national anthem brought to you by Window World of Davenport.
River Bandits Baseball is back on the air. We're in downtown Davenport for a Friday night matchup between Quad Cities and the Lansing Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Once again, welcome into the broadcast booth, everybody. Kyle Kirchival joining you here from downtown Davenport, ready to get tonight's action underway. Quad Cities going for a fifth straight victory tonight. They work behind the southpaw from Hartford, Connecticut, Frank Mazzucato. Frankie, just 21 years old, he was the Royals' first-round pick, the seventh overall selection in the 2021 draft. This season marks his second in Quad Cities, but his first full year. And here in the Midwest League this summer, Mazzucato's put together a 5-10 record with a 3.46 ERA. Last week against Beloit, gave up just one run in five innings and kept the walks to a workable three. It's a number that Frank is always working on bringing down, but he's done such a good job in terms of just picking up outs and working soft contact this year that he's really been able to make up for those times where he just doesn't have his best control. Top third of the order for Lansing tonight, it is Johnny Butler, Jared Dickey, and Ryan Lasko, two lefties, and then a righty to face the Quad City Southpaw. First pitch temperature tonight, an even 80 degrees with mostly sunny skies, very light wind blowing in from right field. Left on left, Johnny Butler is in the batter's box, and he'll take the first pitch high for ball one. We're officially underway at 6:34 Central Time. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball, 1-1. Mazzucato, 6'3", 175 pounds. Tonight marks his 20th start of the year. 1-1 pitch. Butler takes a strike on the high outside corner. It's 1-2. Glenn Meyerhofer is calling balls and strikes this evening. Garrett Nelson is the field umpire. 1-2 on the way. Check swing, pitch in the dirt, low and outside. No appeal. Butler held up. It's 2-2. Johnny was 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday, had what would have been a solo homer taken away by Spencer Nivens in the sixth. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Mazzucato needs no help from the defense this time. A 90-mile-per-hour fastball strikes out Butler. And there is one away to start the ball game. Now, believe it or not, Quad Cities, who is 3-0 to start this week against Lansing, just picked up its 14th strikeout as a pitching staff. They've given up just four runs to the Lugnuts this week and have a whip around .5. But they have used the defense mightily. Jared Dickey steps in, and Mazzucato starts him high and away for ball one. These two, of course, teammates earlier this year. The pitch. Swing and a miss on that curveball. One ball, one strike. Dickey was involved in the Lucas Ursig deal. Him and fellow former River Bandits Mason Barnett and Will Klein, part of the return on Oakland's side of things. 1-1. Low and inside, two balls and one strike. Dickey on the season, batting .268 with 10 homers and 49 driven in. He hit his 10th home run of the season on Tuesday. 2-1 for Mazzucato. That dips low. Breaking ball. Three balls and one strike on Jared. Dickey, 1-for-4 with an RBI single yesterday. He drove in Lansing's lone run. The pitch. Foul to the screen. Full count. Not only did he drive in their only tally, but he recorded just one of Lansing's two hits and what wound up being their last hit of the ball game. Came with two outs in the top of the third inning. Ethan Bosacker was perfect to close out the game after that. Mazzucato hunting his second straight strikeout to begin the game. The payoff pitch. Just low and away for ball four. Fastball missed at 88. So Jared Dickey draws a one-out walk and puts some traffic on in front of Ryan Lasko, the Lugnuts center fielder. Dickey's with 8 stolen bases and 14 tries this year. He's not been particularly efficient, but at least somebody you need to keep an eye on. Mazzucato now into the stretch to face the right-handed hitting Lasko. The pitch. It's a high strike, and it's called 0-1. Carson Rockevert is the Bandit center fielder today. Flanking him in left, Nadal. In right, Spencer Nivens. Dickerson's the shortstop, Rodriguez at second. Werner at third, Caglione at first, Omar Hernandez behind the plate. Mazzucato looks towards Dickey, the 0-1. Curveball, a strike on the inner half, it's 0-2. That is arguably the best pitch in the arsenal for Frank. He'll also throw a fastball, a changeup, and a slider. Fastball velo-wise, he'll sit 87-90. 0-2 pitch. popped in the air, first base side. Caglione chases it into foul territory, but it gets out of play. Just missing section one. The wind has picked up a little bit here in downtown Davenport. It's blowing in from right field. That's usually the direction it blows, coming in off the river. Another 0-2. Lasco takes in the dirt. Good block by Hernandez. A 1-2 count, and Dickey stays put at first base. Lasco was 0-3 with a walk yesterday. The A's number 30 prospect per MLB Pipeline is 0-11 to start the week. He's been putting the ball in play, though, with just two strikeouts, but rarely finding the grass. Another two-strike toss. Curveball popped over the first base dugout into about the fifth row. And the count holds at 1-2. Still just getting underway in downtown Davenport. The bleachers section down the third baseline, filling up quite a bit on what is the penultimate Fireworks Friday of the year, courtesy of Smart Toyota. 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Lasco may have gotten a piece of it, but it went into the glove of Omar Hernandez. And after the one-out walk, Mazzucato responds with a K and turns his attention to another top 30 prospect in Oakland system, the first baseman, Will Simpson. Man at first, two gone. Simpson also struggling as of late. He's just 2 for his last 17. Frank pauses the belt, looks over to first, and with 1 second on the pitch clock, comes home. Wave and a miss through a fastball. It's 0-1, and that one, 92 miles per hour for Frank. That's one of the hardest thrown pitches we've recorded this year. Simpson is in the very back of the right-handed batter's box, his right cleat on the chalk. 0-1. Bounces in the dirt. Again, good block by Hernandez, who chases it a bit up the third baseline. Quad Cities is back in the home white jerseys for this Friday night contest. A gold bandit script across the chest along with a gold number. Gold number on the back, Royals patch on the sleeve. Home white pants and a black cap. Lansing back in the alternate blacks. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Back pick to first base. Not in time. Good tag from Caglione, but Dickey just got his fingertips back to the pillow. We've seen Hernandez pull that play off already this week, and he almost picked up his second catcher pickoff, but his former teammate just able to beat him. A 1-2 count, though, on Simpson. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Will chases in the dirt. Hernandez picks it up, throws down to Caglione, and completes the strikeout to complete the inning for Frank Mazzucato. He gives up a walk but strikes out the side and sends the Bandits to the plate in the bottom of the first in a scoreless ball game. Grant Judkins, the former Iowa Hawkeye, takes the rubber when we come back. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the first inning, or rather bottom of the first inning here at Modern Woodmen Park. Frank Mazzucato already completed the top half with three strikeouts to work around a one-out walk. And now his counterpart and a former Iowa Hawkeye, Grant Judkins, takes the hill. 27-year-old righty will get Justin Johnson to begin the home half of the first. He'll be followed by Spencer Nivens and Jack Caglione. First pitch, JJ pops it up on the third base side. Mann, shielding his eyes from the sun, steps into foul territory and makes the catch for the first down. So JJ down on just one pitch, and now Judkins will turn his attention to one of the most dangerous bats in not only high A, but in all of minor league baseball right now. The right fielder, Spencer Nivens, who has home runs in each of his last seven ball games. First pitch, fastball, called strike at the top of the zone. I take that back. Nivens has seven home runs in seven games. There was one contest where he did not homer, but he made up for it with two in another one. A one. Low and outside, one ball, one strike. Nivens leads high A with 15 home runs in the second half. He is tied for third in the league overall this year with 16. The pitch, that's a bit low. Two balls, one strike. Yesterday, he homered in the fourth, then walked in the fifth and seventh innings. 2-1. High and away, three balls, one strike. After Nivens hit that homer in the fourth, the subsequent walks came on eight pitches, all out of the zone. 3-1 from Judkins. Fouled back to the screen. Rank got it up to 93. And works the count full on the former Missouri State Bear. Nivens a .221 hitter on the season. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Nivens will take a walk. And Quad Cities with a one-out free pass will bring up Jack Caglione, another home run threat himself. Well, for Judkins, he is 27 years old in the midst of his first high A season. He missed all of 2023 due to Tommy John, but now back 100%. First pitch, Cags takes inside for ball one. He signed as an undrafted free agent out of the University of Iowa in 2020. He's a native of Pella, which is about 2.5 hours west of the QC area. 1-0 pitch. Inside, two balls and no strikes. He is 3-5 with a 3.15 ERA this year. He's made 22 appearances, now 23 if you include tonight. And 11 of his 23 appearances have been in a starting capacity. 2-0. Caglione ropes it down the right field line. It's fair into the corner. Nivens is around second. He gets a stop sign at third, and Caglione pulls into second base with a one-out double. It's the second two-bagger in the professional career of the former Florida Gator, and his first since his first pro hit a few weeks ago. Judkins went curveball and left it about thigh high, and Caglione didn't miss it, sending it into the corner. So already, the Bandits threaten with runners at second and third and one out for the third baseman, Trevor Werner. Lugnuts bring the infield in, protecting against that man 90 feet away. First pitch, that sails high for ball one. Werner has reached safely in five straight ball games. Yesterday, struck out three times, but singled and scored a run in the fourth inning. 1-0 pitch from Judkins. Breaking ball, left up and smashed into left field for a base hit. Nivens scores, Caglione's right behind him. The relay is cut off and goes to second. Werner slides in safely with a two-run double. Quad Cities leads by a pair here in the opening inning. Back-to-back two-baggers for Quad Cities. Trevor Werner with his 16th of the year, and RBI's number 43 and 44. The swing is going to bring Don Schulze, the pitching coach for the Lansing Lugnuts, out of the first base dugout. And there will be a mound visit with one out in the bottom of the first. Again, Judkins trying to get that breaking ball across, but boy, he missed. That was 78 at the top of the zone. And hanging a breaking ball to both Jack Caglione and Trevor Werner rarely pays off. So Quad Cities, as they have done for the most part in this series, now in four, make that three out of four games, scores the opening run. And in this case, runs. This is for Judkins. Just the second time this month he's given up two runs. Just the second time he's given up runs, period, in this month. Resuming action, Carson Rockefert's in the batter's box. And Judkins starts him with a fastball for strike one. Grant began the month with four scoreless, hitless innings against Great Lakes back on August 6th. Struck out a season-high seven in that outing. 0-1 pitch. Chopped back to the pitcher. Judkins looks back. Warner throws over to first and gets Rockefert 1-3 for the second out of the inning. After that start against the Great Lakes Loons, he faced him again in Midland on the 11th. Gave up two runs on two solo homers in four innings. The only two hits he gave up were the long balls. He didn't walk anybody, and then he picked up six strikeouts. And that carried him into a nice outing last week against West Michigan. Three scoreless innings against the Whitecaps. Man at second, two outs in the bottom of the first. Dustin Dickerson now the batter. Werner takes off for third. First pitch curveball misses. Throw to third, not in time. Rodriguez's throw is late, and Trevor Werner swipes his 17th bag of the year. A sneaky steal of third with two outs. And a potential third Quad Cities run just 90 feet away for Double D. Big, tall right-hander out of the windup. The pitch. Down and away with the sweeper, 2-0. By the way, for Lansing defensively, they've got Lasko in center, Butler in left, Nankiel in right field. Yamauchi and Schofield Sam make up the middle infield, 2-0. Down and away, three balls, no strikes. Mann's at third, Simpson's at first, CJ Rodriguez does the catching. Judkins behind the Bandit shortstop, 3-0. The pitch. Fastball pops the outer half of the strike zone. Three balls, one strike. Dickerson has mostly been hitting in the leadoff spot as of late, but Brooks Conrad has him in the sixth spot today. It's where we've mostly seen him this year. The pitch. Sweeper outside for ball four. Dickerson's going to draw a two-out walk. It's the second free pass given out this inning by Grant Judkins. And the fourth base runner allowed overall for the starter. So, man at the corners. And the QC catcher, Omar Hernandez, stepping in. It's been a bit of a slow stretch for him lately. He's just one for his last 10. He bats 214 on the season. First pitch, outside, back pick to first. Dickerson goes in standing up and just gets in ahead of the tag from Simpson, who immediately looked to Garrett Nelson, begging for the opposite call. Now Dickerson got a little too far from first base. Boy, that was close. Risky choice by Dustin not to dive back. The 1-0. Called strike. Sweeper finds the outer half. It's now 1-1 on Omar. Quad Cities already with a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. A two-run double off the bat of Trevor Werner got the job done. 1-1. Fastball up and away. Two balls, one strike. Judkins will throw a fastball, a standard curveball, and a sweeper. He'll also mix in his changeup. Pitches with black three-quarters sleeves. He picks to first, close play, but Dickerson again back safely. This time he gets the jersey dirty. The sun is setting over the first base side of Modern Woodman Park, so the vast majority of the infield is covered up in the shade created by the ballpark. Most of the outfield in the sun. 2-1 to Hernandez. No, another throw to first. Another close play, but again back safely is Dickerson, and he lost something on his dive back. Actually, it was the first baseman Simpson who lost his glasses. First base coach Chris Corbett hands him back. And we resume. 2-1. Down and away on the curveball. 3-1. Well, being from Pella and playing his college ball just down the road at Iowa City, lots of Grant Judkins fans in attendance tonight watching this right-hander try to get through this first inning. The pitch. That's hit well towards left field. It sends Butler back. He's at the track, at the wall, and he reaches up right at the fence making the catch at the yellow line to end the inning. Nice swing from Omar Hernandez, but Mother Nature helps keep it in the yard and holds the Bandits to a two-run first inning. We go to the second. You're listening to Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Two-run double off the bat of Trevor Werner has given Quad Cities a 2-0 lead. We start the top of the second at Modern Woodman Park. Luke Mann leads it off for the Lugnuts. Five-hole hitter followed by Nate Nankill and TJ Schofield Sam. They'll face the lefty Frank Mazzucato. First pitch. Sent foul over the screen, straight over my head for strike one. Mann was 0-for-4. In the five spot for Craig Conklin yesterday. The pitch. Fouled into the screen this time. It's 0-2. Mann's batting 209 on the season. In the series, 0-for-11 with a Lugnuts high, four strikeouts. 0-2 pitch. In the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Speaking of strikeouts, Frank Mazzucato gave up a walk in his first frame, but recorded all three outs via the K. 1-2. Another one buried, blocked by Hernandez. Two balls, two strikes on Luke Mann. Luke from St. Louis, Missouri. 24-year-old, a 14th round pick by the A's in 2023. Out of Missouri. The pitch. Low and outside for a third straight time, and the count now runs full on Mann. Infield shifted slightly towards right, playing him to pull. First baseman Caglione is right up against the chalk at first base. Payoff pitch. Got him looking. Strike three on the outer half. The breaking ball at 81. All four strikeouts for Frank Mazzucato come to open up his night. And it will bring up Nate Nankill. Man did a good job working the count back full, but then Mazzucato snuck the slider across. He wasn't expecting it. First pitch. Nankill takes low and inside. The fastball at an even 90. Nate was out of the lineup yesterday. He served as the DH Wednesday and went 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. The pitch. Check swing. Ball in the dirt. No appeal. It's 2-0 on Nate. Well, Nankill is playing in just his 20th game for Lansing this year. His first 19 have been terrific. He's batting .352 with four doubles and seven driven in. He's just 1-for-7, though, this week. The 2-0 pitch is fouled over the screen. Two balls and one strike. Nankill began the year with the Stockton Ports, the Athletics' single-A affiliate. 2-1. In the air towards not even shallow right field. It's on the infield for Jack Caglione. First baseman makes the catch on the pop-up, and there are two gone. It's the first out of the ball game recorded by Mazzucato that was not via the strikeouts. He takes a page out of Ethan Bosacker's book. Right-hander induced 5 pop-ups yesterday. TJ Schofield, Sam the batter. He'll take high and outside for ball one. Mazzucato trying to build on what's been a terrific stretch for the starting rotation. 1-0. Shanked foul over the left side, a ball and a strike. Over their last 11 games, Quad City starters have combined for a 1.45 ERA. Put together 4 quality starts and 6 scoreless starts. 1-1, line towards right field. Rockefeller takes a step back, reaches up and makes the catch. Some nice contacts from Schofield Sam, but it ends the inning, F8. A 1-2-3 inning for Frank Mazzucato, the lefty already with 4 strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the second at Modern Woodman Park. The Bandits lead 2-0.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Alejandro Rodriguez starts the bottom of the second at the dish for Quad Cities. They'll have 8-9-1 due up against the Lugnuts starter Grant Judkins. Switch hitting Rodriguez, of course, will bat lefty. First pitch inside for ball one. Frank Mazzucato off to a good start for Quad Cities on the mound. 2 scoreless innings, 4 strikeouts under his belt. The pitch in the dirt, 2-0. Correction, that's a called strike, base at the zone. I didn't get a great look at that one clearly. Judkins with no strikeouts through one frame. The pitch. Rodriguez shows bunt, but knocks it foul into the catcher Rodriguez. 1-2. Lisandro is playing in just his 4th game since getting the call up from Single-A Columbia. He's just 2 for his first 11, but he's reached safely in all 3 games and already has a stolen base. 1-2 from Judkins. Tomahawk towards shallow right field. Second baseman Schofield Sam in the sunlight will make a 2-handed catch above his head. And Rodriguez is out number 1. So one away, nobody on for Davies Nadal, the Quad Cities utility man over in left field where he's most often found in a starting capacity. 9-hole hitter has recorded doubles and an RBI in each of his last 2 games. First pitch. He turns on the first one, sends it high into foul ground on the right side. First baseman Simpson's going to watch it land in the party plaza. Nadal hit 8 for Quad Cities yesterday. Went 1-for-3 with a double and a bases loaded walk. Former Pirates farmhand playing in his 48th game for Quad Cities. 0-1. Called strike on the outer half. 0-2. He is one of 2 21-year-old position players on the Bandits roster, but he is the youngest. Jack Caglione, the only other 21-year-old. 0-2. Sails high. Rodriguez comes out of the stretch to make the catch, or out of the crouch, I should say. There's already action in Lansing's bullpen, but it's to be expected. The pitch. Breaking ball lifted towards right center field. This is playable for Lasko. A few steps to his left. Now he's underneath it, and he makes the catch for out number two. Lugnuts are planning on rolling with a piggyback situation tonight. Grant Judkins officially the starter. Jake Garland, a guy who's got some starting experience under his belt this year, will piggyback him once Craig Conklin is ready to make that move. Back to the top of the order for Justin Johnson. Two outs, nobody on. First pitch. Curveball is a strike at the base of the zone. Boy, Judkins just floated it across at 73 miles per hour. Quickly, the 0-1 comes in. Another breaking ball, and this time a strike on the low outside corner. 0-2. Johnson will step out of the box and reevaluate. He popped up his first time to the plate yesterday. Two RBIs, a single, and a walk atop the order. Long look in for Judkins. Pitch clock winds down to four. Now the pitch. Skips out in front of the left-handed batter's box. Easy take for Justin Johnson. It's one ball, two strikes. Quad Cities ahead, 2-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Working on what they hope will be their fourth, make that their fifth straight victory. 1-2. Fastball high, two balls, two strikes. Johnson hitting well over 300 in the month of August, but 245 on the season. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Great breaking ball from Judkins. And the final out of the second inning is the right-hander's first strikeout. We go to the top of the third at Modern Woodman Park. 2-0 Quad Cities.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
From downtown Davenport, Quad Cities, and Lansing doing battle for the fourth time in this six-game series. The Bandits won each of the first three matchups. 8-9-1 to hit for Craig Conklin's crew. CJ Rodriguez, Casey Yamauchi, and Johnny Butler to face the lefty Frank Mazzucato. First pitch. Low for ball one. Two innings of work completed by Frank. He's given up just one hit. He's already got four strikeouts. The pitch. Rodriguez takes just low and maybe a hair outside for ball two. He went 0-for-3 batting in the eighth spot yesterday, his series debut. The pitch. Low and in, three balls, one strike. Frank immediately looked at his hand and then licked his fingertips. Didn't like the grip he had on that one. The only base runner allowed by Mazzucato was a one-out walk to his former teammate, Jared Dickey, in the first inning. Since then, he's retired five straight, including a pop-up and three strikeouts. The pitch. Rodriguez takes a called strike, base of the zone. Fastball at 88. The pitch. Rope down the left field line. That's going to hook foul, though, behind the Bandits' bullpen. It bangs off the crown skate and rolls along the left field warning track. Davies Nadal will pick it up and Toss a souvenir to the kids on the berm. So now Frank a chance to pick up his fifth strikeout in 2 1/3. The payoff offering. Check swing. Curveball low. Did he go? He did not. Rodriguez holds up and he trots down to first with his 34th walk in 62 games this year. First base runner for the Lugnuts since the first inning. They're still looking for their first hit since the third inning yesterday. Shortstop Casey Yamauchi now in the right-handed box. Mazzucato into the stretch. First pitch, it's shanked foul over towards the first base bullpen. Yamauchi did not play yesterday, but played in the first two games of the series. He's a combined 0-for-6, a .260 hitter on the summer. 0-1 from Maz. Bit outside, 1-1. Yamauchi with no home runs on the year, but 13 stolen bases in 14 tries. The pitch. Breaking ball, chopped towards third. It sneaks under the glove of Werner and past Dickerson into shallow left field. Rodriguez up the second. Yamauchi safe at first with what right now is going in the books as a base hit. Now Dickerson was trying to back up Werner. And the ball just went behind him on the play. Werner must have gotten a piece of it. There was some kind of redirection for Yamauchi. That snaps an 0-for-9 skid and puts runners at first and second with no one out for the left fielder, Johnny Butler. Tying runs on base for the Lugnuts. First pitch. Just outside with a fastball. It's 1-0. Johnny, 25 years old. 14th round pick by the A's back in 2021 out of NC State. Spent three seasons collegiately with the Wolfpack. The pitch. That's low. 2-0. Butler started the game with a swinging strikeout. On the week, he is 0-for-6. Left on left. Here comes the 2-0. Low and outside, 3-0. And now the catcher, Omar Hernandez, out from behind home. He wants to meet with Mazzucato, who's gone for the rosin bag behind the slab. Quad Cities leads the Lugnuts 2-0 here in the top of the third inning. The scheduled piggyback starter, Jake Garland, is still getting loose down the right field line. Starter Grant Judkins has thrown the ball 37 times in two innings and likely is going to have at least one more frame under his belt, you would assume. Dustin Dickerson and C.J. Rodriguez chatting it up at the second base bag as Butler steps back into the box with Hernandez behind home again. 3-0. Called strike, top of the zone, 3-1. Quad Cities just stood up a left-hander in the bullpen. A.J. Block is starting to get loose as Mazzucato's pitch count is now approaching 50. The 3-1. In the dirt, ball 4. Butler's going to draw a walk, and it loads the bases for the Lugnuts. And now Derek Lewis, the Bandits pitching coach, out of the third base dugout. He'll lead his first mound meeting of the evening. Now for Quad Cities, base runners have been few and far between in this series against the Lugnuts. As I mentioned there, they've only given up 4 runs in their first 3 games. Pitching staff has posted a high A best .67 whip in this series, and again, before Mazzucato took them out tonight, the team needed just 13 strikeouts to accomplish that. The defense has been a huge key for the Bandits' success all year, as both the Bandits and Lansing, coincidentally, are 11th and 12th in the 12-team Midwest League in terms of pitching strikeouts. Both squads rely heavily on their defense, and as a result, they're number 1 and 2 in the league in double plays. Frank Mazzucato is going to look for one here. Bases loaded, no one out. Jared Dickey in the left-handed batter's box. First pitch. Low and away for ball one. Ethan Bosacker worked some weak contact yesterday, but did not induce a double play. There were not many opportunities for him to do so. The 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. But two nights ago in game two of the series, Quad Cities turned two twice. A pair of those induced by starter Henry Williams. The pitch. Broken bat liner towards left center field. Rock charges in. It lands in front of him for a base hit. Everybody advances 90 feet, including C.J. Rodriguez, who scores the first run of the game for Lansing and trims the Bandits' lead to 2-1. RBI single, Jared Dickey. He is responsible for each of the Lugnuts' last two runs. And he's now delivered RBI singles in back-to-back third innings. So Rodriguez scores, Yamauchi up to third, Butler to second, Dickey at first for Ryan Lasko, who nearly took out Yamauchi on a line drive down the line. It's into the Bandits' bullpen foul, however. Lasko, a strikeout victim in the first inning. He, like Butler, went down swinging. 0-1, breaking ball left up, hit well towards straightaway center. Back behind it, Rockefort. He'll make the catch, but it's plenty deep enough for Yamauchi to score. Up to third goes Butler. We're now tied 2-2 in the top of the third inning. A productive swing from Ryan Lasko, who's still sitting on a 1-for-16, but he drives in his 13th RBI as a Lugnut. Good situational hitting there, something the Bandits have done really well this week. I think Mazzucato is a bit lucky. That was not worse. He left 80 middle out to the right-hander. Now Will Simpson, the cleanup man. First pitch, swing and a miss. Great curveball, dipped towards the dirt for strike one. Simpson, a swinging strikeout victim in the first. Just 2 for his last 18 at the plate. 2 for 13 in this series. The pitch. Called strike. Base of the zone at 90. And it's 0-2. Frank could use a strikeout here. Lugnuts have tied the game at 2 here in the third. Go-ahead run at third with one away. The pitch. Off for second goes Dickey, and this one is skied towards center field again, or towards right field, rather. Nivens makes the catch. Off for the plate goes Butler, and he will score standing up without a throw. Back-to-back sack flies for the Lugnuts, and Lansing takes a 3-2 lead. Pretty good swing from Will Simpson. 103 off the bat. Fortunately for Quad Cities, it stays in the yard. Now the Lugnuts have their second lead of the series. A man at first and two outs for Luke Mann. Left on left, Mazzucato back to work. A long look towards the plate. Pitch clock down to 2. He deals. Breaking ball missed up and in. It's 1-0. Mann is the 7th batter to hit this inning for the Lugnuts. Went down looking against Mazzucato in the second inning. 1-0. That's low. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, A.J. Block continuing to get loose in Quad City's bullpen. Mazzucato's pitch count now closing in on 60 through 2 2/3. The 2-0 delivery. That's low for ball 3. And Frank continues to struggle to find that zone. He's trying to avoid his 4th walk of the game and his 3rd of the inning. Caglione holds Dickey at first. The pitch. Fastball taken for a strike on the high inside corner. Boy, Frank really slowed it down there. 87, just trying to put something in the square. The 3-1. In the dirt, ball 4. So Dickey will move up to third base. Man down to first. And now, let's see what Brooks Conrad does here. He's going to come out of the Bandits dugout, and he's going to make a third-inning pitching change. The Lugnuts have tagged Mazzucato for three runs in this inning already, and they still have runners at first and second for Nankiel, who will be the eighth hitter of the inning for the Lugnuts. So an early exodus for Frank Mazzucato. Bandits will turn to another lefty in A.J. Block. He comes out with two outs and two men on. Lugnuts lead 3-2.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Block is on for the River Bandits. He pitches with runners at first and second and two outs. Lugnuts have erased an early 2-0 deficit and lead 3-2. Still ducks on the pond for Nate Nankiel, the right-handed hitting right fielder. First pitch from Block. Called strike on the outer half. AJ sends that breaking ball in at 79. 28th appearance of the year for the 26-year-old out of Salt Lake City, Utah. 0-1. Bouncing ball back up the middle. It's into left center field. The base hit. Dickey will score. Man around second on his way to third. The throw from Rockefort won't get him. Now scooting up to second is Nankiel, and he is safe ahead of the throw from Warner. Lansing now with a 4-2 lead. It's an RBI single for Nankiel. He just bounced one right past the pitcher's mound. Just to the left of the hill. And to the left of Dustin Dickerson, Lugnuts are going to bat around here in the third inning. So now second and third for TJ Schofield Sam. First pitch, slider is inside for ball one. The run scored by Dickey, of course, will be charged to Mazzucato, who's currently on the hook for all four runs in this inning. Schofield Sam flew out to center his first time up. Now he takes a 1-0 pitch inside. Another slider from Block. It's 2-0. Block is 4-1 with a 4.17 ERA this year. All 28 of his appearances have been out of the bullpen. The pitch. Called strike on the outer half. AJ gets it across at 87. Block is 6'5", 220 pounds, an undrafted free agent signed during the year of the shortened draft in 2020. The 2-1 pitch. Ground ball towards second base. Rodriguez stops with the backhand, sets his feet, throws low to first, but Caglione digs it out and helps Rodriguez and A.J. Block end the inning. Lansing, though, puts together as many runs in this frame as they had in the first three games of the series. They take a 4-2 lead to the bottom of the third on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Run third inning has given the Lansing Lugnuts a 4-2 lead over the River Bandits. Bats back to work against Grant Judkins in the bottom of the third. Spencer Nivens leads it off. He takes a slider inside for ball one. Nivens drew a walk his first time up, scored the River Bandits' first run on the Trevor Werner two-run double. The pitch. Low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Grant Judkins, the starter for the Lugnuts, gave up two runs and faced seven batters in the first inning, but pitched a 1-2-3 second. His 2-0. Waved out and missed. A fastball. It is 2-1. A.J. Block helped Frank Mazzucato finish off the bottom of the third inning, but he did allow an inherited run to score, which for A.J. is very rare. Just the sixth he's allowed in 23 inherited runners he's faced this year. The 2-1 to Nivens. Up and in with fastball. Three balls, one strike. Perhaps the Lugnuts here, game four of the series, realizing the best way to keep Nivens from going over the fence is to walk him. The pitch. He swings away, and Nivens fouls it over the screen. Heater at the top of the zone at 91, and he was a bit late. But Nivens has now walked in three of his last four plate appearances. He's in a 3-2 count here. Judkins takes a deep breath. Gets his sign and is ready to go. Payoff pitch. Fouled into the screen. Nivens is just in one of those grooves right now where every time he swings, you hold your breath. You're anticipating something special is going to happen. Judkins ready to try again. 3-2. The pitch. Again popped up over the left side. Judkins is challenging him. 91 down the middle right there. Nivens just can't quite square him up. This will be the seventh pitch of the AB. Pitch clock down to six. The right-hander deals. Breaking ball is lifted over Simpson down the right field line for a base hit. Nivens around first base. Nankiel slipped in right. His throw to second won't get him. It's a leadoff double for Spencer Nivens. It's his 12th of the year. And that was some terrific base running. Check out Nankiel here in right field. He had it figured out, but he slipped. Nivens was already taking a wide turnaround first, and when he noticed, he shifted into maximum overdrive and was able to get into second base for an extra 90 feet. And now here comes Don Schulze again. Pitching coach for the Lugnuts is already back to the hill. And maybe just trying to settle down Judkins after that first hit. Lost an 8-pitch battle to Spencer Nivens. And now he doesn't want this to be the first domino that causes several others to fall. Remember, it was Nivens and the next man up, Jack Caglione, who sparked the first inning rally. Nivens walked, Caglione doubled, and then right after Cags, Trevor Werner gave the Bandits a 2-0 lead. So here we go. Don Schulze back in the dugout. Judkins back to work. Out of the stretch, his first pitch. He'll have to wait. He steps off and looks Nivens back to second base. Caglione wearing Ben Kuderna's old number 28. Big open stance in the left-handed box. Index finger up on the top hand. The pitch. Fouled into the catcher, Rodriguez. Out in front of a curveball for strike one. Well, that's something mechanically that Caglione learned at Plant High School down in his hometown of Tampa. Something he does to try to keep his top hand from being so heavy on his swing. The pitch. Check swing. Called strike. Top of the zone with a fastball. It's something that his coach at high school also taught former Plant alum and former River Bandit Kyle Tucker. They do the exact same thing with that top hand. 0-2 pitch. Fouled over the left side. Caglione with a fresh headshot up on the video board. He, along with several other new faces in the Bandits roster, getting their picture taken lately. Special season for Cags. 0-2 again. Up and inside, one ball, two strikes. We talked a lot about what he brings to the plate and eventually to the mound skill-wise, but it should be said that he's just a tremendous human being, a guy that the team loves to have in the clubhouse. 1-2 pitch. Grounded over to first. It's snagged by Simpson. He'll take to the bag himself for the out, while Nivens scoots up to third on the three unassisted. So good AB from Caglione. He makes an out, but a productive one, and puts a man further into scoring position for Werner. Trevor delivered the two-run double to give the Bandits a 2-0 lead in the first. The Lugnuts scored four in the last half inning to put themselves up by two. First pitch. Breaking ball, bloop towards center field. Charging in Lasko. He's got to play it on a hop. Nivens will score, and Trevor Werner already has a two-hit, three RBI night. That cuts Lansing's lead to 4-3. Got a little out in front of a breaking ball. 76 on the low outside corner, but Werner did a good job keeping the hands back and plopping it onto the grass. And that knock may spell the end of the night for Grant Judkins, who is about to get a visit from the Lansing skipper, Craig Conklin. So sure enough, there will be a pitching change. Both starters unable to make it through the third inning tonight. Frank Mazzucato goes 2 2/3. Grant Judkins, in his return to Iowa, goes 2 1/3, and will get a nice ovation from some of his friends and family. We'll pause for a pitching change. New arm to tell you about. We'll be right back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
The Lugnuts scheduled piggyback starter, Jake Garland, is not quite ready to come into this ball game just yet, so Craig Conklin has turned to the lefty Garrett Irvin to pitch with one out and a man on in the home half of the third. Quad Cities trailing 4-3, but they've got the tying run at first and the go-ahead run at the plate in Carson Rockefort. Irvin pitching for the second time in this series, and for the 31st time this year. 2-2 with a 6.37 ERA. Out of the stretch, he goes left on left against Rockefort. The pitch. Breaking ball finds the high outside corner, a called strike one. Rockefort did not like the call from plate umpire Glenn Meyerhofer. Werner already has a steal of third today. His eyes on second as the 0-1 comes in. Not going. Rock swings through a fastball and falls behind 0-2. Carson, 22 years old, from Beaumont, Texas. A competitive balance round B selection by the Royals last year. And the organization's number 29 prospect per MLB pipeline. 0-2. Outside. Good take by Rockefort. One ball, two strikes. Irvin this year, 35 and a third innings pitched. 43 hits allowed. His opponent's batting average is 305, but he gave up just one run in his scoreless inning against Quad Cities back on Tuesday. 1-2. Breaking ball left up but skied towards shallow right field. This is playable for Schofield Sam. He navigates underneath it on the edge of the dirt, makes a two-handed catch, and puts Rockefort away for the second out. That was breaking ball high and tight at 80. And Rock just could not find a way on top of it. You can't really blame him there. So Werner still at first. Two outs now on the board. And the six-hole hitting shortstop, Dustin Dickerson, taps the bat on home plate. He drew a walk his first time up against Grant Judkins. Third baseman man cheats in the bench. In the dirt, knocked down by Rodriguez. Werner's not going anywhere. The book is not yet closed on the starter Judkins, as he's responsible for Werner at first base. But 2 1/3 innings pitched for him today. 3 runs allowed on 4 hits, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. A similar line for Quad City starter Frank Mazzucato, whose book is closed. His line officially 2 2/3, 4 runs, 2 hits, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. 1-0 pitch. Called strike, change up at the base of the zone. It's 1-1. Garland is still warming up in that first base bullpen. He's going through a whole routine as one of his pitches sails down by home plate. Glenn Meyerhofer with the soccer stop will flick it back towards the bullpen. But he's been going through his prep since the second inning. Time called. And they want to reset the pitch clock. May have been thrown off by the errant baseball. Two outs, man at first, Lugnuts on top of the Bandits, 4-3. The pitch, check swing, offering was low and away. And on the appeal, Garrett Nelson says it's ball two. Still some sunlight to work with here in downtown Davenport. Man, it's a gorgeous night. But it is setting over the first base side, so the lights have come on. Orange and pink clouds over the left field fence. Ferris wheel lights on as well. 2-1. Hit well towards right field, but it's basically right at Nankill. He makes just a couple steps to his right and hauls it in to end the inning. Job well done for Garrett Irvin. He finishes off the home half of the third inning. Back-to-back outs to strand Trevor Werner, but not before the Bandits' third baseman strikes for his second hit and his third RBI to trim the Lugnuts' lead to 1. 4-3 Lansing. We go to the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Block returns to the mound for Quad Cities. The lefty pitches the top of the fourth. Bandits trailing the Lugnuts 4-3. C.J. Rodriguez leads it off. He takes a changeup down and in. He is the Lugnut who led off the third inning for Lansing and helped the team spark a four-run rally. The pitch. Called strike, low outside corner, 1-1. Block came in with two outs in the third inning. Gave up an RBI single, but then closed out the frame with a ground ball. The pitch. Just outside, 2-1. Block has often worked in this multi-inning capacity this year, and given that the starter Mazzucato didn't make it through three innings, Brooks Conrad will maybe look for a little extra length as Block pours across a called strike two. 45 1/3 innings pitched by the lefty this year across 27 outings. The pitch. Jammed him. It rolls back to Block. He scoops it up from the front of the mound, flips over to first, and Caglione almost fell over making the catch, but it's 1-3 in the books. And the first out of the fourth inning. Well, for Block, this is his second season with the River Bandits. You may remember him from his time with QC in 2021, but he's gone through an injury-riddled period in 2022, 2023, back to full strength this year. First pitch to Casey Yamauchi is high and away for ball one. He has been healthy all summer for Quad Cities. He has been a stalwart out of Brooks Conrad's bullpen. 1-0. Fouled over the right side. 1-1 on the Lansing shortstop. A single and a run scored for him last time up. Block was mostly a starter for Quad Cities during the 2021 championship season, but exclusively out of the bullpen this year. Here's his pitch. Slider chopped to the left side, fell. Craig Conklin says, I don't want any piece of that. I'll leave it to Nathaniel Garabitos in the bullpen. But before he got hurt, the last official game action for Block in 2021 was game five of the championship series. 1-2. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Help the Bandits win their 12th league title in franchise history. The pitch. Up and away, three balls, two strikes. Eight of those, Midwest League / High A Central championships. Remember, that's what the league was called in 21. The pitch. Outside, ball four. Yamauchi works a one-out walk and puts a man on for the top of the order in Johnny Butler. It was just 1 year as the High A Central. It was basically just a new version of the 2019 Midwest League, which also included the Lansing Lugnuts. But the HAC just turned back into the MWL in 2022. So left on left, Butler in the box, man at first, one out. The pitch. Slider taken for a called strike one. Speaking of championships, last time Lansing and Quad Cities met in the postseason was in 2011 for the Midwest League Championship. 0-1. Slider just inside, 1-1. That was a three-game sweep for Quad Cities that year. Back in 2011, the Bandits were affiliated with the St. Louis Cardinals. They were then with the Astros and now with the Royals. Throw over to first. Back standing up, Casey Yamauchi. Quad Cities has had all kinds of affiliations throughout the team's history. Of course, pro baseball in Davenport goes all the way back to the 19th century. Pickoff throw to first. Yamauchi breaks for second. Caglione throws to Dickerson, and the shortstop applies the tag for the out. Yamauchi caught stealing and picked off for A.J. Block. I believe that's, yeah, the second man he's picked off this year. It's Quad City's 35th as a pitching staff. 1-1 slider taken for strike two by Butler. 1-2, and now with two outs and nobody on, Block is perhaps a pitch away from facing the minimum. Here comes the 1-2. Off the hands, fouled towards the third base side, off the protective netting. This is the 101st year of professional baseball in Davenport. The Quad Cities franchise, as we know it, officially goes back to 1960. 1-2, lifted towards center field. Rockefeller with a few steps back. He's underneath it and makes the catch to end the inning. Nice job, A.J. Block. He works around the one-out walk, picking off and catching Casey Yamauchi stealing. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Lugnuts still lead the Bandits 4-3.
There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
City's back to the plate for the bottom of the fourth on a beautiful evening in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchville welcoming you back to the best minor league ballpark in America, Modern Woodman Park. First pitch to Omar Hernandez, misses inside for ball one. New pitcher on the hill for the Lugnuts, as expected. It is Jake Garland, the righty. Next pitch bounced up the middle, but the second baseman Schofield Sam was positioned perfectly. He fields just to the left of the bag, throws over to first, and gets Omar Hernandez for the inning's first out. Garland making his 23rd appearance of the year. Like the starter, Judkins has been in and out of the rotation. Those two often starting and then often piggybacking. Alessandro Rodriguez, the hitter, will take down and away. In his 22 outings, Garland is 6-5 with a 4.14 ERA, a pitch to contact guy. His 1-0 curveball is low and inside. He has just 50 strikeouts in now 90 innings this year. 2-0. Swing and a miss. A tardy cut from Rodriguez. 2-1. Lisandro popped up his first time up in the second, and we'll use a timeout here. Garrett Irvin officially put together a two-out appearance for the Lugnuts tonight. Picked up the final two outs of the third inning, bridging the gap between Judkins and Garland. Next pitch chopped towards third. Two hops for Manny Fields. Throws to first. And with a nice athletic play, gets Rodriguez for the second out. 5-3. One of those that basically wound up a swinging bunt. What Mann had going for him was that it was a bit of a chopper, so he never needed to go to the bare hand. And it was hit hard enough to where he could use the glove and his throwing hand comfortably in tandem. So a couple of quick outs for Garland. He now gets Stevie Snedell with two away and nobody on the bench. Inside, ball one. Lugnuts lead the Quad Cities River Bandits 4-3. Bandits scored in their last frame. The pitch. Chopper towards short, charging Yamauchi. He fires to first, and that is a quick, efficient frame for Jake Garland. Three ground balls, three outs. We're off to the fifth. Still 4-3 Lugnuts on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Garland's off to a quick start for Lansing tonight. Three ground balls, three quick outs in the bottom of the fourth. It sends the Lugnuts back to the plate for the top of the fifth inning, where Jared Dickey will lead it off against his former Bandits teammate, A.J. Block. Be followed by Ryan Lasko and Will Simpson as the A's affiliate tries to add to its 4-3 lead over Quad Cities. First pitch, A.J. Block misses inside for ball one. AJ's already pitched an inning and a third out of the bullpen tonight. Nobody warming up in the bullpen. 1-0. Slider taken for strike one. Dickey is off to a good start. Drew walk in the first, then singled and scored a run during that four-run Lansing third. Block needed to tie his shoe, so Glenn Meyerhofer will allow Dickey to step out and reset the pitch clock. Now the lefty delivers. Swing and a miss through a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Dickey, 22 years old, from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. His college ball at Tennessee. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Block got him on a slider. And Dickey's retired for the first time tonight. One down in the top of the fifth inning. Well, I was mentioning it earlier, Block's done a really good job of eating up innings in a middle relief capacity, if there was ever that combination. First pitch to Lasko. It's a called strike one. Blocks may be a guy that later in his career becomes kind of a lefty specialist, but here with Brooks Conrad, he's done a good job working beyond just a few outs. Lasko takes up and away, 1-1. Over half of his appearances this year have gone beyond an inning. And seldom he's worked into a third frame of work. Or often, I should say, he's worked into a third frame. Lasko now ahead 2-1. Took a breaking ball down and in. 0-1 with a sack fly back in the third. Right-handed hitter takes upstairs. And Block falls behind at 3-1. Lugnuts with four runs on three hits tonight. The Bandits three runs on four hits. Neither squad has committed an error. The pitch. Sharp ground ball right to the shortstop, Dickerson. He waits for it, gathers, throws to first, and retires Lasko for the second out. So officially, two innings worked by A.J. Block. He's now gone two-plus innings in 16 of his 28 appearances this year. Now Will Simpson, the batter. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Down and away. He has the same line as the previous hitter, Lasko. 0-1 with a strikeout and a sack fly as part of that third inning. 1-0. Called strike, low outside corner. Change up, it's 1-1. The pitch. High and away, two balls, one strike. Simpson still plodding along through this series, just two for his last 18 at the plate. He's put together a terrific month, however. 2-1, rope towards third and off the glove of Warner into the Bandits bullpen. Simpson's around first, already at second. Nadal picks it up and will flip it to Dustin Dickerson, who eventually will bring it in. It's a two-out double for Will Simpson. Trevor Werner almost with a terrific play over at third base. It just went off the toe of his glove and ricocheted away. So Simpson snags his 27th double of the year. That is the second highest mark in the Midwest League, trailing only Wisconsin's Yadier Arellano, who has 28. So a man on, two outs. Luke Mann, the batter, left on left to face block. The pitch, swing and a miss on a curveball. He chased down and away. Mann 0 for 1, a walk back in the second, or rather a strikeout in the second, and then a walk in the third. He was the last man to face starter Frank Mazzucato. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Almost the exact same pitch and the exact same result. No balls, two strikes. Block looking for his second strikeout of the game and to complete 2 1/3 innings out of the bullpen. He's now at 38 pitches. 0-2. Down the middle. Strike three. Frame over. That was a dominant at-bat for A.J. Block. Number 35 works around the two-out double from Will Simpson and sends us to the second half of the ball game and the second half of the fifth. 4-3 Lugnuts on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Due up for Quad Cities in the bottom of the fifth. Lugnuts lead the Bandits 4-3. First pitch to Justin Johnson is a called strike one. Jake Garland beginning his second frame of work out of the Lansing bullpen. His pitch chopped foul past Brooks Conrad in the third base coach's box. After 2 1/3 innings from A.J. Block, looks like what would be a third straight left-handed pitcher for Quad Cities. Chaz Martinez starting to get loose down the third base line. 0-2. Slider's a bit low. 1-2 on JJ. Justin hitting first for just the third time this year and serving as the DH for just the fourth time. 0-2 with a pop-up and a strikeout today. Home plate umpire Glenn Meyerhofer trying to get everybody on the same page. Now we're ready to go. Garland deals. Curveball, chopped foul. This time Brooks Conrad plays it, doesn't pick it cleanly, but he knocks it down and has a souvenir to give out. Johnson has reached safely in 9 straight ball games. He's hitting .303 over the stretch. The pitch. Curveball, bang towards left field. Butler to his right, reaching out. It's passed him into the wall. Up to second base goes Johnson. It's a leadoff double. 19th of the year for the former Demon Deacon. Butler tried his best to cut it off over and left. Tried his best to make the catch, but it just got past him. It It's now a 10-game on-base streak for Johnson. And in those 10 games, he's struck for 5 two-baggers. So now man on for Spencer Nivens, who is 1-for-1 with a double himself, plus a walk and 2 runs scored. First pitch, called strike on the low inside corner. Seldom has Nivens taken a pitch on the inner half of the plate. Usually he's swinging away and putting it over the right field wall, but Garland gets ahead early with that sinker. 0-1. Broken bat blooper, left center field. It's going to drop for a hit. Butler's got it. He fires to the cutoff man. Johnson advances to third, but no further. Well, still no homer yet for Spencer Nivens, but a 2-for-2 start. Johnson up to third, and here's Quad City's top of the order, starting to rally. Garland went low and inside again to Nivens. It was in the strike zone, but I think Spencer may have broken his bat. A bit of a late swing, but a juicy RBI opportunity for Jack Caglione. First and third, nobody out. Jack doubled in the first, grounded out to third in the third. The pitch. Chopper back up the middle. It's snagged by Yamauchi. He spins, throws to first, and gets the out, but Johnson scores to tie the ball game. A productive out for Caglione. He grabs his 8th RBI in 15 games as a River Bandit and avoids that double play as well. Heck of a stop from Yamauchi, who, as the shortstop, had to range way over to the right side of second base. And now Trevor Werner will look to give Quad Cities its second lead of the ball game, and for the second time via his bat. First pitch, called strike one. Werner's already got 2 hits and 3 driven in. 13th multi-hit effort of his season, his 9th multi-RBI effort. Nivens at second, 1 out. Garland's 0-1, we'll have to wait. He steps off the back of the hill. Werner gave the Bandits a 2-0 lead in the first with a 2-run double and an RBI single in the third to bring in Quad City's most recent run prior to the Caglione ground out. The pitch, check swing, foul over the first base area. Off the netting and then down in front of the bench. 0-2 count on Trevor. Quad Cities with 4 runs on 6 hits tonight. They're already 3-for-7 with Ben in scoring position. Chaz Martinez continuing to warm up in Quad Cities bullpen. Nobody going for the lug nuts. Jake Garland expected to work multiple frames in his piggyback start. Werner's back in the box. 0-2 pitch in the dirt, check swing, and they say he went around. On the appeal, Garrett Nelson says strike 3. And Werner can't believe the call. Not only did he look out to Garrett Nelson, but he looked back to the plate umpire, Glenn Meyerhofer. Trevor thought that an appeal wasn't even necessary, but he winds up the first strikeout of the ballgame for Garland and a key second out for Lansing. Now Carson Rockefert will try to come through with 2 outs. The pitch, low and inside, nearly hit him. Ball 1. Carson 0-for-2 so far today. Yesterday, 2-for-4 with an RBI, a pair of singles, and a run scored. It's been a terrific month of August for the former Ragin' Cajun. 1-0. Tapper to the first base side. It bounces fair. No, foul down the right field line. Nivens is going to trot towards the plate. Rockefert is standing at first. That ball took a funky hop and almost looked like it came back fair. That bounced about 2 feet to the right of the chalk, foul, and then came back. Check this out. Oh, man. That very well may have been a fair ball. Physics-wise, I don't know how that happened, but that very well could have been a run for Quad Cities. What a crazy ricochet. Instead, a 1-1 count on the center fielder. Nivens still at second base. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. Change up off the outer half of the zone, if not right on it. It's a ball and two strikes. 4-4 game in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jack Caglione just tied us up with an RBI ground out. Go-ahead run, standing in scoring position. 1-2. Chopper clearly fouled at the first base side this time. Rockefert's only batting 212 this year. But in the month of August, that's 304 with a 945 OPS. 10 of his hits this month, or 10 of his 21 total hits, have gone for extra bases. He also has 9 RBIs in his last 8 games. The bench. Laced down the right field line. That is fair, and it's going to score Nivens. Rockefert on his way to second. The throw from right. Got him. Terrific throw from Nankill. And Rock got a little extra greedy with 2 outs. The Bandits, though, take a 5-4 lead. Here in the driver's seat for the second time in the ballgame. Sack fly, or rather a RBI ground out for Jack Caglione, then the RBI single for Carson Rockefert. We go to the sixth, 5-4 Quad Cities.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Chaz Martinez on the hill for Quad Cities. He's ready to start the top of the sixth, pitching with a 5-4 lead. First pitch to Nate Nankill is a curveball taken for strike one. Chaz coming in to relieve A.J. Block, who pitched 2 1/3 scoreless out of the bullpen before him. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. 0-2. Nankill, Schofield, Sam, Rodriguez due up for the Lugnuts. 6, 7, and 8 on the lineup card. Final line for A.J. Block. 2 1/3 scoreless. Gives up just 2 hits, 1 walk, and picked up a pair of strikeouts along the way. 0-2. Off the glove of Hernandez, high. 1-2. Now the Bandits took a 2-run lead in the first inning. Watched Lansing erase it with a 4-run third. They've now scored 3 unanswered to take a 5-4 lead back. 1-2. Off the hand, skied towards left center field. Carson Rockefert's going to track it down in the alley. And Nankill's retired for the first out. Jack Caglione tied us at 4 with an RBI ground out. And just 2 batters later, Carson Rockefert drove in a run with an RBI single that he tried to stretch into a double, but Nate Nankill threw him out at second base. One out in the books for the former Sooner, Chaz Martinez, now left on left against Schofield Sam. First pitch again towards left center field. Longer run for Rockefeller. Nadal comes in, and it's the left fielder making the catch for out number two. Couple of quick ones for Chaz Martinez, who's pitching for the first time in this series and for the 31st time this year. He's been a second-half revelation for Quad Cities. On the campaign, 0-2 with a 4.78 ERA. First toss to C.J. Rodriguez. That's low for ball one. Chaz, 24, from San Pedro, California. 17th round pick in 2022 by Kansas City. 1-0. Sky towards right field and shallow. Out goes the second baseman Rodriguez. In comes Nivens. He puts it away for out number three. Fly outs to Rockefeller, Nadal, and Nivens to help Chaz Martinez through a perfect top of the sixth. Bandits looking to add to that 5-4 lead in the bottom half.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
At Modern Woman Park, Kyle Kirchvill joining you on a fantastic evening at the ballpark. Perfect weather, a big crowd, and a great ball game between two Midwest League clubs. Dustin Dickerson leads off the frame against Jake Garland. Right on right, first pitch. Down the middle for strike one. Bandits have a 5-4 lead. They're out hitting the Lugnuts 7-4. Neither team has committed an error. The pitch. Breaking ball, chopped towards the right side. Schofield Sam's got it. Flip over to first, and Dickerson's retired for out number one. Well, Jake Garland now in the midst of his third frame of work. He's given up two runs in two and a third on three hits, one walk, and one strikeout. Garland, a 17th round pick by the A's out of the University of Miami back in 2022. Native of Jupiter, Florida. Omar Hernandez a bit slow to get out to the hill, but they'll reset the pitch clock for him. They've had some difficulties getting the donut off his bat. First pitch. Chopped foul to the left side. The bottom third of the Bandits' order tonight, a combined 0-for-6, but neither Hernandez, Rodriguez, nor Nadal have struck out. 0-1 comes in. Chopper again foul to the left side. A souvenir in almost the exact same spot. The baseball rides the rail down the fence and becomes a souvenir a little bit deeper in the GA section. Quickly a two-strike toss. Fouled back into the screen. No souvenir this time. Garland in the midst of his second stint in Lansing. Last year he played for both Stockton and the Lugnuts, spending most of the time at Jackson Field. 0-2, check swing, curveball, and it's tipped into the glove of Rodriguez for strike three. How he was able to hold on to that one, I'm not sure, but it's the second K for Garland. And the second out in the bottom of the sixth. So two away, nobody on for Lizzie, the switch hitting second baseman. 0 for 2 with a pop-up and a ground ball. Her usual, batting with his bright yellow shin guard, arm sleeve, and batting gloves. First pitch. In the dirt, ball one. If those are worn because of his time in Columbia, it makes a lot of sense. The firefly yellow really shining. 1-0. Curveball taken for strike one. He played in 195 games with the Royals single-A affiliate in the Carolina League. 1-1. Down and in. 2 balls, 1 strike. In 59 games with the Fireflies this year, he hit 237. 3 home runs. 22 driven in before the promotion. Next toss from Garland. Down and away. 3 balls, 1 strike. Garland has given up 3 base runners tonight. All hits. The pitch. Inside. Ball 4. And there's a 4th base runner via his first walk. So even though he's yet to record a hit today, Rodriguez has now reached safely in all 4 games he's played as a River Bandit. And now what happened? Rodriguez down the first baseline with his hands up. Brooks Conrad jogging in from the 3rd base coach's box. Well, I was looking down at my scorebook. I'm not sure what the issue is here. Glenn Meyerhofer pointing to his eyes. Having a generally relaxed conversation with Brooks Conrad. Rodriguez is jogging off the field. Not sure if we've got a replay available over in the production room, but if there is one, it might be helpful. Let's see what we got here. Should be ball 4 to Rodriguez. Tosses the bat aside. Takes off the shin guard. Oh! Glenn Meyerhofer did not like how Lisandro took the guard off and kind of looked at him as he threw it aside. Nice work down the hallway. So Rodriguez has been ejected by Glenn Meyerhofer. That is the River Bandits' 12th ejection of the season. Far and away their most in their history as a Royals affiliate. And Sam Kulasingham is going to jog in. Here's another look at the replay on Bally Live and MILB TV. Lizzie tosses the bat aside, and now watch how he throws the shin guard away. A little bit too sassy in the eyes of Glenn Meyerhofer. And yeah, he didn't like that at all. So, Kulasingham will pinch run. Davies Nadal, the batter, 2 outs, man at first. Bandits up 5-4. First pitch, this is skied towards foul ground on the left side. Long run for Mann over by the bullpen. He's going to run out of room. It lands in the first row foul. Both Mann and Butler converging near the bench. So Kulasingham is, as it looks right now, going to get a chance to play second base for the first time as a River Bandit, which is funny because that's where he spent a decent chunk of time in his college days. He's yet to play the infield here in high A. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Nadal cuts through a heater. Fastball ramped up to 90, and it's 0-2. Davies flew out to center in the second, bounced out to short in the fourth. Kulasingham with good speed, held on by Simpson. Shortstop Yamauchi cheating up the middle, anticipating a potential steal. 0-2. Breaking ball called. Strike 3. High inside corner. That'll do it in the inning for Quad Cities. Jake Garland with a scoreless frame. He faces 1 over the minimum. Picks up his 2nd strikeout. We go to the 7th. 5-4 Quad Cities.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Cities and take over for the ejected Lisandro Rodriguez at second. Chas Martinez, the pitcher, remains on the hill after a 1-2-3 sixth inning. First pitch to Casey Yamauchi, blooped towards shallow center, and the shortstop Dickerson will haul it in near the second base bag. And quickly one away for Chas, who's been super efficient thus far. Eight pitches, six strikes, four outs. It'll bring up Johnny Butler, the top of Lansing's order. Quad Cities leads the Lugnuts 5-4. Butler is 0-for-2 with a walk. He scored one of the Lugnuts' four runs during that four-run third inning. They've had a couple of base runners since that frame, but nothing to speak of in the run column. First pitch. Butler takes a breaking ball for a called strike one. Martinez put together just an unbelievable month of July. Made eight appearances out of the bullpen, gave up just one earned run in 14 and a third. Had 19 strikeouts to four walks. But here in the month of August, he's still been good, just not quite as elite. A 4.50 ERA this month. The pitch. Slider missed inside. It's 1-1. Still, it's been a terrific second half for Martinez, who has become one of the go-to lefties out of Brooks Conrad's bullpen. He has a 1.67 ERA in the half as Butler sprays one foul over the left side. A 1.21 ERA in the half plus a 2.10 opponent batting average. Second year in Quad Cities, he's really gotten comfortable at this level. 1-2 pitch to Johnny Butler. Foul to the screen. We'll do it again. Jared Dickey, the DH, waits on deck. Martinez with four straight outs since entering the ball game. Still looking for that first K. 1-2. Up and in. Two balls, two strikes. He had three in two innings against Beloit in his last time out. But last Sunday, he gave up two runs in two frames on two hits and a season-high three walks. 2-2. Slider yanked foul way over the party plaza and somewhere down the bike path next to the river. Easily the longest at-bat for a Lugnut against Chas Martinez. Hernandez gives him a new target on the low outside corner. The pitch up and in on the slider. That missed big time. It's a full count. Johnny 0-for-2. He reached in that third inning, as I mentioned. It's been a slow series for him. He is 0-for-8. The pitch fouled back. That was up near the hands. And somehow Butler kept his fingernails out of the way while still making contact. Count remains full, and he'll see a ninth pitch. First baseman Caglione hugging the line on the right side. A 3-2. Wave and a miss. Martinez got him with the fastball at 92.
That's another Smart Toyota strikeout.
That's six in a row retired by River Bandits pitching. Martinez gets that elusive first K after a nine-pitch fight. And now he'll go left on left again against Jarrett Dickey. Right fielder's one for two with a single and a walk. The first pitch. Wave and a miss on that breaking ball. We'll be sure to get you some updates from around the Kansas City Royals farm system and the rest of the Midwest League tonight. Still scoreboard watching during this Bandits playoff push. A one. Another breaking ball. This time Dickey takes it for a called strike. And Martinez in the driver's seat. Jared will use his timeout, taking a half step out of the box, examining the bat. Takes a deep breath, and right back in he goes. O-2 pitch. Bloop towards the third base side. Trevor Werner into foul ground, makes the catch right in front of the sidewall. Another perfect inning for Chaz Martinez. He had to labor for that strikeout of Butler, but six up, six down for him. And we go to stretch time at Modern Woman Park. Bandits up 5-4 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Bottom of the seventh from downtown Davenport, Kyle Kirchival welcoming you back inside the historic John O'Donnell press box. Top third of the order will lead off an inning for Quad Cities for the third time tonight. They'll have Justin Johnson, Spencer Nivens, and Jack Caglione to face Jake Garland, who's in the midst of his piggyback start. First pitch, line drive over to second, into the leaping glove of Schofield Sam. What a catch! A hop on the trampoline and a steal of a hit from Justin Johnson. JJ's done that himself a couple of times. And I guess what goes around comes around. Tip of the cap to TJ. One out, nobody on for Spencer Nivens now. First pitch, breaking ball high and away. Well, when we've talked about Nivens as of late, it's been mostly in regards to the homer, but he's done a great work in the average department as well. Takes a curveball low and in. He's two for two today with a single, a double, and a walk. He has scored runs all three times he's been on, and he now owns a nine-game hit streak. The pitch, just low and away, 3-0. And during this eight-game stretch, Nivens is hitting .469 with a .1778 OPS. The pitch. High and away, ball four. Well, when you go into Colonial America, you know you're having yourself a good stretch. Nivens has now reached safely in all four plate appearances. That OPS now getting towards the 18th century. A man is on for Jack Caglione, who himself has had a good night in the three spot. One for two with a double and an RBI on a fifth inning ground out. First pitch. That's low for ball one. Former Miami Hurricane Jake Garland has pitched 3 1/3 innings out of the Lugnuts bullpen. He's given up 2 runs on 3 hits with 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. The pitch. Slicing away from the center fielder Lasko into the alley. The center fielder dives and makes the catch. Nivens retreats back to first base. A couple of tremendous catches by the Lugnuts here in the 7th inning. Ryan Lasko into left center field, sprinting and eventually jumping to make a catch before sliding on the grass. Anytime Caglione hits it, it's usually hard. And yeah, 101 off the bat with some serious slice. That looked like my shot off the tee box. It's the second out. And now Trevor Werner up. First pitch, called strike one. Now Trevor has accounted for over half of the Bandits' runs tonight. He is 2 for 3 with 3 RBIs, including a 2-run double in the first. He struck out swinging his last time up in the 5th. 0-1. Fouled over the right side, quickly 0-2. There is activity in Quad City's bullpen. A right-hander starting to get loose down there. Looks like it's Andrew Morones. He would be the 4th pitcher of the night for Quad Cities, should he enter. Bandits up 5-4 in the bottom of the 7th. Man at first, 2 outs. Garland deals. Skied towards the right field side, slicing into foul ground. Nankiel chases over, slides into the bullpen, but can't get there. It lands harmlessly, and the AB continues for Trevor Werner. Back to the Midwest League scoreboard I referenced earlier. Only one game has gone final, so still stuff to update you on later, but the game that's concluded in Grand Rapids. Lake County beat the West Michigan Whitecaps 4-2. Lake County now 67-49 on the year. Another 0-2 to Werner. Curveball in the dirt. 1-2. A big game for Quad City's playoff purposes over at Dozer Park. The Peoria Chiefs currently tied with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 1-1 in the bottom of the 5th. The Chiefs have rattled off back-to-back wins in terrific comeback fashion lately. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball just inside. Maybe low, it's 2-2. Over in Dayton, the Dragons are handing it to the Colonels. It's 10-2 in the bottom of the 8th. Beloit just beat the South Bend Cubs 5-1 at Four Winds Field. 2-2. Scooped over towards left, diving catch, Yamauchi. 3 outstanding plays from the Lansing Lugnuts stamp out a 7th inning rally for Quad Cities. Schofield, Sam, Lasko, and now the Hawaiian. Yamauchi with a tremendous diving catch, hauling it in just before the ball got into left field. Scoreless inning for Jake Garland. The Bandits take their 5-4 lead to the 8th on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the eighth inning in downtown Davenport. Quad Cities still with that 5-4 lead over the Lansing Lugnuts. QC did their best to try to add to it in the last half inning, but three great defensive plays by the Lansing infield and outfield made sure that didn't happen. Ryan Lasko had one of those catches. He leads off the frame for the Lugnuts and takes a pitch outside for ball one. Quad Cities has turned to the bullpen again. As expected, it's the right-hander Andrew Morones to face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. 1-0, Lasko tries to bunt again. This time he fouls it into Hernandez for strike one. Morones has made four appearances as a River Bandit. The Royals drafted him earlier this year. 16th round pick out of Cal State Fullerton. He has not given up a run through his first four outings. The pitch. Slider missed up. Two balls, one strike. Lasko, 0 for 2 at the plate. He did drive in a run, though, in the third inning with a sacrifice fly. All four of the Lugnuts tallies came in that inning. 2-1 from Morones. Another breaking ball missed up, and it's three balls and a strike. Andrew threw four scoreless innings, one hit allowed, three walks allowed. He is still looking for that first professional K. The pitch. A swing, and Lasko taps it foul towards the third base coach's box. He may have just chased ball four. A borderline pitch, but Lasko liked it. A 235 hitter with one home run and 13 driven in as a Lugnut this year. So Morones with another shot at that first strikeout. Payoff pitch on the way. He got it! Swing and a miss on the heater at 92. And finally, Morones looks towards his infield, puts his hands up. He finally got it. It's the first professional K for Andrew Morones. Second in the ballgame for Lasko. So one down, nobody on for Will Simpson. 1-for-2 with a double and an RBI tonight. First pitch. Called strike in the low outside corner. Well, breaking ball across at 80. 23-year-old Andrew Morones wears number 25 for the Bandits. 0-1. Wave and a miss on another breaking pitch. It's 0-2. That was the jersey formerly worn by Chase Wallace, another right-handed reliever who's now in AA Northwest Arkansas in the Texas League. Morones from Tracy, California. Simpson back in the box after a quick TO. 0-2. Sky towards right field. Well struck. Nivens is back at the patio. He jumps up and it is gone. Nivens couldn't rob that one, and Will Simpson has tied the game with an opposite field smash. It is 5-5 here in the eighth. Well, he had himself a slow series, but he grabs his 16th home run, a team-leading total, to change the look of this contest. So a two-hit, two-RBI performance for one of the A's top 30 prospects. And now Luke Mann to the plate. First pitch. Lifted towards left field. Nadal is right there. A couple steps to his right. He makes the catch, and there are quickly two gone after the homer. Well, that long ball, the first for the Lugnuts this series. They're 76th of the year. They have been one of the better offenses in the league in terms of average, but they have not done it with the power. Team slugging percentage at .374 on the year, and the vast majority of those have come via double. Now Nate Nankill at the plate. He'll swing at the first pitch, bouncing it towards Kula Singham. He takes advantage of his first opportunity of the night and retires the outfielder for 3. Lansing, though, ties the game up. Will Simpson with a solo shot. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Knotted at 5 on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com
or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Bottom of the eighth, we've got ourselves a fresh ball game. Lansing and Quad Cities tied at five. Jake Garland back on the hill to face Carson Rockefort. First pitch, it is a called strike one. Carson Dickerson Hernandez due up for the Bandits. Rock one for three with an RBI single back in the fifth. 0-1, hit the opposite way towards left. Butler to his right, makes the catch chest high. It's out number one. Well, Garland is really calmed down after that fifth inning. He started his ball game with a 1-2-3 fourth, then gave up back-to-back hits, and eventually two runs in the fifth. But since the Rockefort RBI single, he's only given up a pair of walks and otherwise has picked up outs. First pitch to Dustin Dickerson is a called strike. Garland now 4 1/3. Working in his piggyback start, his pitch count at 53. 0-1. High and tight. Dickerson leans out of the way. Third pitch of the AB. Down the middle, a called strike two. Third baseman man was cheating in. He now scoots back in a two-strike count. Garland back to work. Pitch. Curveball in the dirt. 2-2. Well, after an inning from Andrew Morones, Ben Sears is starting to warm up for Quad Cities. He just pitched yesterday, but did so efficiently to the point where Brooks Conrad apparently feels comfortable, perhaps bringing him back in. 2-2. Down and away. Full count on Dickerson. Dustin extended an on-base streak to five games with a first-inning walk, but he's 0 for 2 since. Payoff pitch. Called strike three, a fastball in the low outside corner, perfectly placed for Garland's fourth strikeout of the game. Now batting for the Riverbandits, number 12. I mentioned it earlier, Garland is not a huge strikeout guy. In fact, tonight marks just the fourth time this season he's recorded four or more punchouts. Now he gets the catcher Omar Hernandez with two gone. First pitch, that curveball at the base of the zone for strike one. He throws a little bit of everything. Fastball, sinker, cutter, knuckle curve, slider, splitter. Pitch. Down and away, 1-1. He's not a huge high-velocity guy, but his color palette, so to speak, looking like a Bob Ross show. Here's the pitch. Down and away. Two balls and a strike on Omar. Quad City's catcher is just one for his last 13. He's hitless tonight with a strikeout in the sixth. The pitch. Club towards left field. Butler back and at the track. Makes a running catch to end the inning. Now for the second time tonight, Hernandez gave one a ride towards left field. But Johnny Butler, who had a home run taken away last night, is taking away two knocks from the QC catcher. We go to the top of the ninth at Modern Woodman Park, still tied at five on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Time this season, Ben Sears is going to pitch in back-to-back days. He threw a scoreless inning for QC last night. He is on for the top of the ninth this evening, trying to keep this game tied up at five. TJ Schofield Sam leads off for the Lugnuts and swings to the first pitch for strike one. Sears making his team-high 40th appearance out of the bullpen this year. 0-1. That's low and inside. 1-1. Sears has a 2-3 record, a 3.48 ERA, and 12 saves, which leads the team and is tied for the most in high A. 1-1. Chop towards the right side, coming in Coolasingham. He gloves, underhand flip to first is in time. Schofield Sam is retired for the fourth time tonight. Sears replaces Andrew Morones, who started out his night by picking up his first professional strikeout, but then the next hitter, Will Simpson, took him over the right field wall for a game-tying solo shot. The first baseman's 16th of the year. First pitch to C.J. Rodriguez, grounded towards short. Dickerson plays on a backhand and fires across to Caglione for a quick out number two. So good start for Sears, who will pick up his strikeouts, but is more than happy to help or allow the defense to help him out. Looks like the Lugnuts have a right-hander up in the bullpen as well, after Jake Garland has done well in his piggyback start. Casey Yamauchi now the hitter. He'll take inside for a ball. Garland's gone five innings, giving up two runs. Four strikeouts under his belt. Sears delivers the 1-0. Slider inside, it's 2-0. Yamauchi's had a productive game in the nine hole. 1-for-2 with a single, a run scored, and a walk. He was, however, picked off back in the fourth. 2-0. Line towards center field. Rockefeller there. He makes the catch. The inning is over. Just like that, Ben Sears with a 1-2-3 top of the ninth. And Quad Cities keeps the game tied up for the bottom half. Looking to walk it off for a fifth straight victory.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Welcome
if the River Bandits are to extend their win streak and secure a series win tonight, they would have to pick up walk-off victory number 6 of the season. They will have Sam Kulasingham, Davies Nadal, and Justin Johnson due up. Tie game in the bottom of the 9. Micah Dallas, the new pitcher for Lansing. Kulasingham drives one towards right field, but it winds up a lazy fly ball for Nankiel, who makes a quick out number 1. Dallas taking over for Jake Garland, who ate up the majority of the innings for Lansing's pitching staff tonight. 5 innings of 2-run ball, 3 hits allowed, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Micah Dallas pitching for the 6th time as a Lugnut this year, and for the first time in this series. Right-hander gets the left-handed bat of Davies Nadal. First pitch is fouled off the catcher Rodriguez. It is strike 1. Micah Dallas, 6'2", 215. 24-year-old from Aubrey, Texas, and a former teammate of Trevor Werner's back at Texas A&M. 0-1. Called strike, outer half, it's 1-1. Correction, no balls, 2 strikes. 3 seasons at Texas Tech for Dallas. That was 19, 20, and 21, but then switched over to the SEC in 2022 and worked mostly as a starter. He's out of the bullpen tonight. 0-2. Fouled straight back. Now Ben Sears just pitched the top of the 9th for Quad Cities. He needed just 7 pitches to pick up 3 outs. But the Bandits have once again activated the bullpen. They have a new right-hander starting to get loose. Lots of arms used by Brooks Conrad this evening. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Nadal's down on strikes, and now it's Micah Dallas picking up some quick outs to start the inning. Lineup card turns over to Justin Johnson. A win tied after 8 innings this year, the River Bandits are 3-1. They've done a good job of winning late close games. Or close late games, I should say. First pitch. Called strike 1 to Justin Johnson. The Bandits DH tonight. 1-for-4 with a double back in the 5th. Scored one of Quad City's last 2 runs. 0-1. Wave and a miss. A big hack from Johnson, but he comes up empty on 80 miles per hour. And now he's behind 0-2. Dallas mostly with Stockton this year. A 2.83 ERA in the California League. A 4.76 earned run average as a Lugnut. 0-2 pitch. Tap towards the mound. Dallas will glove it. Underhand flip to first. And that's about as smooth and easy as a 1-2-3 bottom of the 9th as you can pitch. We're going to need extra innings tonight at Modern Woodman Park. We are off to the 10th. Still tied at 5 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Mazzucato going only 2 2/3 innings tonight. The River Bandits have had to turn to the bullpen early and often And now they go to Chase Isbell, the fifth reliever to pitch for Brooks Conrad. He will take the hill for the top of the 10th inning. The Bandits and Lugnuts tied up at 5. The Bandits playing extras for the first time in quite some time. Their last extra inning contest, July 20th. Johnny Butler leads off the inning. Casey Yamauchi is the placed runner. First pitch is fouled out of play for strike one. Butler is the Lugnuts leadoff man, so this is an ideal setup for Craig Conklin, and that the nine-hole hitter with some good speed is at second base as the go-ahead run. And he's got the top of the order trying to lead the charge offensively. Isbell, the right-hander, with the 0-1 to the lefty. Breaking ball is up. One ball, one strike. This is the first time Isbell has pitched this series. We saw him just once against Beloit last week. Pitched on the 17th and gave up 3 runs in 1 inning of work out of the bullpen. 1-1 toss to Butler. A bit low. Fastball missed. It's 2-1. Brooks Conrad asking Glenn Meyerhofer where that one missed. Isbell started the year in single-A Carolina, or Columbia, I should say, and was fantastic in the Carolina League. Tonight marks his 17th outing as a River Bandit. 2-1 pitch. Soft liner towards right center. It's going to drop for a base hit. Yamauchi gets the green light home. Niven's throw to the plate is cut off. Throw goes back to third and sails away from Werner. Yamauchi's going to score. Butler gets up to second base. Lansing has taken a 6-5 lead. Yamauchi was headed around third trying to score and slipped. He was hung out to dry trying to get back to third base, but Caglione's throw got away from Werner. And the Lugnuts are going to take the lead on what's going to be an E3 on the sixth overall pick. So Butler, of course, gets credit for a single, but no RBI. Now with a new man at second and still nobody out, it's Jared Dickey, who already has reached base twice today. First pitch, that's low for ball one. Well, if you're the visiting team playing an extra inning game, you have to score that placed run, or else your chances of winning go down significantly. The 1-0 toss from Isbell. Low and away, 2-0. So it is indeed an error on Caglione, his first as a River Bandit. And in extras, unfortunately, a costly one. Lansing with 6 runs on 6 hits tonight. Hitters count for Jared Dickey. Isbell delivers. There's a fastball for a called strike one. Chase, 23 years old from Birmingham, Alabama. Played his college ball at both Samford and Auburn. As a 15th round pick of the Royals out of the SEC back in 2023. Here's his 2-1. Low and outside. 3 balls, 1 strike. As I mentioned earlier, a big crowd on hand here in downtown Davenport, and the vast, vast majority has stuck around for a very entertaining ball game and, of course, post-game fireworks. Bandits hopefully have some fireworks of their own in the bottom half of this 10th inning. Lansing up 6-5, scoring a run on an error. Hitters count for Dickey, 3-1. Isbell kicks, fires, and Dickey lines it towards left center field. It's going to be caught by Rockefeller, trying to tag, but now putting on the brakes is Butler. He's going to go back to second, thinking better of it. Good swing from Jared, just a little bit too much towards straightaway center. So that's the first out, a needed one for Isbell. As now he faces the 3-hole hitter, Ryan Lasko. Still trying to find his footing here in high A. 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts, but also a sack fly in the third. Right-hander v. right-hander, Isbell delivers. Breaking ball is taken for strike one. Isbell also trying to find his footing with Quad Cities and even 6 ERA in 16 outings. He was unbelievable, though, with the Fireflies. leading you to believe that good numbers are coming for him soon. As Lasko skies one towards left field, that's high in the air, but a catch for Nadal. He makes the squeeze and fires it towards third base. Butler not going anywhere from second. Two gone, and now the dangerous bat of Will Simpson stepping in. It's been a 300 average kind of month for Simpson, and even though he was quiet through the first three games of this series, tonight he's 2-for-3 with a solo home run, a double, and two driven in. Right on right, Isbell delivers. Tapper foul. That may have caught a piece of Hernandez. Strike one. With the Fireflies this year, Isbell pitched 22 and two-thirds innings and allowed just two earned runs. A .79 ERA. 33 strikeouts and just five walks. Here's his 0-1. Skied towards right field, but in the yard for Nivens. He drifts to his left, now comes in, and makes the catch to end the inning. Job well done by Chase Isbell. He picks up three straight outs after the run scores on an error, but the run scored, and Quad Cities will have to get at least one to keep this game going in the bottom of the 10th. 6-5 Lugnuts on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Modern Woman Park, the Lugnuts scored, but they only plated the placed runner in the top of the 10th. 6-5 Lugnuts. Quad Cities will have the tying run at second base with nobody out, and the ever so dangerous Spencer Nivens to lead off the inning. No, he is not homered tonight, but he is 2-for-2 with two base hits and two walks. Micah Dallas remains in the game for the Lugnuts, and he starts Nivens down and away for ball one. Dallas cruised through a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth inning. This is his toughest test yet, however. The 1-0. Fastball taken for a strike on the outer half, 1-1. In case you've been living under a rock for the last week, Spencer Nivens has 7 home runs in his last 7 games and a minor league best 11 in the month of August. 1-1. Check swing. The pitch was low. Did he go? He did not. On the appeal, Garrett Nelson says he held up. It's 2-1. Nivens walked in the first inning, doubled in the third, singled in the fifth, walked in the seventh. He has reached in 7 of his last 8 plate appearances. That goes back to last night. Dallas looks to Johnson. 2-1 is scorched foul into the right field bullpen. For strike two. That was the pitch to hit right there. 90 down the middle. Nivens a bit in front. A 2-2 count. Johnson, the placed runner, the leadoff man. Nivens, the two-hole hitter. Jack Caglione on deck. 2-2. Soft ground ball to the right side. Schofield Sam, sliding stop. Throw to first. Got him. What a terrific play. Johnson up to third base as the game-tying run. Boy, this Lugnuts defense has been sparkling, especially in the later innings tonight. Schofield Sam with zero margin for error, with a terrific sliding stop and a strong enough throw to first to get Nivens. But now, Jack Caglione's at the plate with the tying run at third base and one out. Cags already with a double and an RBI tonight. Right on left, first pitch. It's driven through the right side of base, hit, tie ball game. Caglione comes through. 6-6 in the bottom of the 10th. How about 109 off the bat? A worm burner right between Schofield Sam and Simpson. The two just looked at each other as it whizzed by. So again, Nivens out, but a productive one. As QC has done tonight, they manufacture a run and at the very least can push this game on to the 11th. Trevor Werner hoping that's not the case. First pitch. That's low for ball one. Werner 2-for-4 in the game, a two-run double in the first, an RBI single in the third. He is hitless since then, including a strikeout. Micah Dallas paused at the belt. Here comes his 1-0. Bit inside, two balls and no strikes. 4,830 through the gates at Modern Woodman Park tonight. Some kids along the third baseline just behind the dugout, standing up against the netting, cheering on their River Bandits, hoping for some walk-off heroics. 2-0. Called strike in the low outside corner, 2-1. Werner confirming the location with Glenn Meyerhofer. Quad Cities, 4-4 in extra inning games this year. The Lugnuts, 3-5. 2-1 pitch. Grounded foul over towards the end of that third base dugout. Now a 2-2 count on Werner. The Bandits have played several 10-inning games this year. They have never needed an 11th. 2-2 on the way. Sky towards straightaway center. Lasko back with room, camping underneath it. He'll make the catch, and back to first base goes Caglione. 2 away. Boy, that got the crowd excited, though. And Dallas may have gotten away with one. That was 83, middle up, and Werner just missed it. 102 off the bat. Another high velo out for the River Bandits. You know that Brian Powers, the hitting coach, is keeping tabs in that dugout. So now Carson Rockefort to center stage. Man at first, two outs. First pitch, huge hack. He came up empty for strike one. Both teams scoring their placed runner here in the 10th inning. For the Lugnuts, it was a tally on an error. For the Bandits, an RBI single from Caglione. 0-1. Down and away, one ball, one strike. Rodriguez looks back, the runner at first. Rockefort with an RBI single in the 5th inning has 10 driven in his last 9 games. Just a small part of what's been a largely successful month for the center fielder. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Got him fishing on the changeup. And it's a ball and two strikes. 6-6 game in the bottom of the 10th inning. Winning run at first, two outs. Micah Dallas trying to pick up this last out and push the game to the 11th. Here's the 1-2. Wave and a miss. Got him at strike three. Both teams plate that placed runner in the 10th, but neither enough to close out the night. We go to 11, 6-6 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den, Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
This season, the River Bandits will need 11 innings to try to win this one. The Lansing Lugnuts notched with the Bandits at 6. Both teams scored their placed runner in the 10th, but Chase Isbell and Micah Dallas keeping it to just the one run. Luke Mann leads off the top of the 11th for Lansing. Lugnuts will have the placed runner at second in the form of Will Simpson. Mann is 0 for 3 with a walk. Chase Isbell threw the ball 13 times, 8 times for a strike to get through the 10th. Looks like something got loose in right center field. Carson Rockefort has retrieved it, and we're ready to start up the frame. Right on left, Isbell with a glance to second. And the pitch to Mann. High and away, ball one. I was mentioning it earlier, the last time Quad Cities played an extra inning game was at South Bend, just 2 days removed from the All-Star break on July 20th. Quad Cities won 8-7. 1-0. Line drive through the middle of base, and it got past Dickerson. And stopping at third is Simpson. He had to wait to make sure it got through. That's the first hit of the game for Luke Mann, and it could not have come at a better time if you're in that first base dugout. The man is had a quiet week at the plate. In fact, that was his first hit. He is now 1-for-15 in the series. And before Chase Isbell will face Nate Nankiel, Derek Lewis is out of the Bandits dugout. So while that takes place, gives us some more time to take another glance around the Midwest League scoreboard. A few more games have gone final, including the game in Midland. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who Quad Cities will play in Appleton next week, all over the Loons at Dow Diamond, 14-1, the final in that one. The Beloit Skycarp stay in the playoff mix. The Birds beat the South Bend Cubs 5-1 at Four Winds Field. Dayton Dragons beat the Cedar Rapids Colonels 11-4 in Dayton. And they are still playing over in Peoria. Fort Wayne currently with a 4-2 lead over the Chiefs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ready to resume action in Davenport. Lugnuts at first and third. Nobody out. Isbell's pitch to Nankiel is low and away for ball one. Just missed. Isbell thought it should have been strike one. And taking a look at the zone up here in the booth, he maybe has a gripe. Brooks Conrad being told to quiet down in the third base dugout. He says, all right, I hear you. Nankiel 1-for-4 with an RBI single back in the third. The pitch. In the dirt, good block by Hernandez. It's 2-0. Now before the game-tying homer from Will Simpson in the eighth inning, the Lugnuts had scored all four of their game's runs in that third inning. A.J. Block, Chaz Martinez, and for a moment, Andrew Moronis had locked it down. 2-0. Wave and a miss. A good fastball on the inner half. Two balls, one strike. Simpson struck for that homer off Moronis in the eighth. Since then, mostly outs. Just two singles for the Lugnuts, but it's been enough to keep this game going. 2-1 pitch. Chopped foul off Nankiel's foot. He wears it off the right cleat, and now will walk around the home plate area trying to get his feeling back in his toes. 6-6 ball game in the bottom of the 11th, or rather the top of the 11th at Modern Woodman Park. It's so foreign to me, I can't even tell you what half the inning it's in. Every extra inning game for Quad Cities this year, all eights, have been 10 innings with the exception of tonight. Nankill back in the box. 2-2. Hit well towards left center field. Rockefeller is back. That's plenty deep enough to score the run. He'll make the catch, but Simpson will tag from third. And once again, the Lugnuts take the lead. It is 7-6. That placed runner scores on Nankill's second RBI of the game and his ninth as a Lansing Lugnut. Luke Mann, of course, stays stuck at first base. That's key for the River Bandits. And with one out on the board, Isbell now turns his attention to the second baseman, TJ Schofield-Sam. TJ is not struck out tonight, but he's 0-4. His average has dipped to below 200 in this game. First pitch. Fastball on the outer half, a called strike one. Even though there are 13 runs on the scoreboard, just 15 hits in the game. Lots of manufacturing taking place. 0-1. Fouled into the netting. It's 0-2 on Schofield Sam. For the Lugnuts, they're now 4-9 with runners in scoring position. Quad Cities 5-11. Two very productive games at the plate. And honestly, the pitching has been pretty good as well. It's just been a well-played ball game all around. It's the reason why we're in the 11th inning. 0-2. Chopper foul to the right side through the first base coach's box. Mann is not a huge stolen base threat at first. He's only swiped two bags in 64 games this year. It would be risky to run in this situation, but it might keep the Lansing Lugnuts out of a double play. 0-2. That's low. Could not get him to fish. One ball, two strikes. Isbell is now over the 20-pitch mark. And given the fact that he is the fifth reliever used by Brooks Conrad tonight, there aren't a ton of options left in the bullpen. Here's his 1-2. Check swing. He did not go. It's high and away. Fastball missed for ball two. 93 out of the hand of Izzy. That's one of his quicker pitches of the ball game. Schofield Sam wisely lays off. Good battle here. Right-hander comes home again. And that's low. Back pick to first. Caglione's tag is late. Man back in standing up. After his successful back pick earlier in the series, Hernandez has not hesitated to fire down to first, even in a situation like this. Maybe he'll go now with a 3-2 count. The pitch. Not going. It's grounded through the left side for a base hit. Up the second goes Mann. And now TJ Schofield Sam gets in on the hit party here in this 11th inning. He reaches safely for the first time tonight. Every Lugnuts hitter has either reached base or driven in a run during this ball game. So now C.J. Rodriguez, the catcher, stepping in. C.J., a former Vanderbilt product. Teammates with Hunter Owen and former River Bandit Javi Vaz in his college days. First pitch. Curveball low. It's 1-0. Vaz is up in AA Northwest Arkansas, having another tremendous season. Of course, Hunter Owen here with Quad Cities. He's scheduled the pitch on Saturday. He'll be making the start in game five. 1-0. That's up. Two balls, no strikes. Of course, game five of the series tomorrow. 6 o'clock first pitch. We'll have your pregame show going at 5:50 here from the John O'Donnell press box. Lugnuts lead the Bandits 7-6 in the top of the 11th. They've got men at first and second and one out for C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch. Slider taken for a called strike one. It's 86 on the radar gun. CJ playing in his 138th game as a Lansing Lugnut. Spent parts of two seasons here in the Midwest League. 2-0. Slapped into the netting. And now they count two balls and two strikes. I beg your pardon. Isbell searching for his first strikeout of the game. He's gotten a couple of hitters into two strike counts. He's just been unable to get that punch out, which is something the Bandits have not done a whole heck of a lot of in this series, but the arms have been very successful regardless. The pitch. Soft grounder to the left side. Werner's got it to second for one. Throw on to first is in time. Why strike him out when you can get two for the price of one? Chase Isbell gets the inning-ending double play, and the Lugnuts held to just one in the top of the 11th. 7-6 Lugnuts, bottom half next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Kyle Kirchville joining you from Modern Woodwood Park. Wherever you're tuned in from tonight, we appreciate you joining us for what's been one of the best games of the season in terms of entertainment value. I'm sure the Bandits would have much rather had a blowout win or a shutout or something tonight, but as fans and as broadcasters, it's been a great game. Lugnuts have a 7-6 lead over Quad Cities. Placed runner, Carson Rockefeller. Dustin Dickerson leads off the inning at the plate. And we'll try to bunt the first pitch, but pops it foul back to the screen for a strike. Micah Dallas remains on the hill for the Lugnuts. He's beginning a third inning of work. It's a spot where he normally does not go. He's usually an inning or maybe two-inning guy. He's already worked two scoreless tonight, at least in terms of earned runs. He's given up two unearned runs. 0-1. Dickerson squares again. He gets the bunt down. Catcher Rodriguez fires to third. Rockefeller in standing safe. Tying run at third base. And Lansing was insistent on getting that lead runner. Once again, a Quad Cities batter does not slide into a bag. It's nearly disastrous, but Rodriguez chest a bit late on the throw. Man unable to get the tag in time. So that puts Dickerson at first base and is going to bring Don Schulze out of the first base dugout. He's the pitching coach for Lansing. He's been out there a couple of times tonight. The hitter for Quad Cities was going to be Omar Hernandez, but it looks like the Lugnuts are just going to walk him and put a force at any base, which in this situation makes a lot of sense. I guess the idea is, hey, we go for that lead runner at third. If we don't get him, we're just going to load him up and put a force anywhere. Now, thinking of it from a different perspective, Hernandez was stepping to the plate 0-for-4 in this ballgame. but they've got the numbers, the charts, and the wisdom in that first base dugout to make the call. So Dickerson is going to be safe at second base on a sack bunt. And the hitter for the River Bandits will be Sam Pulisingham for the second time in the ballgame. Lisandro Rodriguez was the starting second baseman, but he was ejected after working a walk in the sixth inning. Pulisingham pinch ran, stayed in the game defensively, and flew out to right in his only AB in the ninth. So ready to resume. Lugnuts have the infield in with nobody out. Right on left, first bench. Called strike in the low outside corner. Pulisingham, one of the greatest ball players to ever go through the United States Air Force Academy. Just drafted by the Royals this year. The pitch. Pop towards shallow right center field. Second baseman Schofield, Sam is out. In comes the center fielder. Lasco makes the catch and nobody can advance. Lasco is practically on the infield dirt to make that catch. And it is a key out number one for Lansing. A double play ball could end the game. What a snag, though, by Lasco. I mean, I don't think I've seen a center fielder have to come that far in to make a catch. At least in a long time, if not ever. Now the torch pass to Davies Nadal. One out, base is juiced, Bandits down one. First bench. Shot towards second, Schofield Sam with it. Flip to second for one, on to first, head first dive. Not in time, Nadal is out and the ball game is over. Lansing holds on for a 7-6 victory to snap the Bandits' four-game win streak. Our Quad Cities will have to wait for a series victory. The good news is they have both tomorrow and the finale on Sunday. 7-6 the final in 11 innings at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities drops its first game of the season to the Lugnuts, and they lose their fifth extra inning contest of the year. River Bandits postgame show comes your way next. Stick with us from downtown Davenport.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
We'll be right back.
For the final time tonight, we welcome you back inside Modern Woman Park here in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchhoff rejoining you for the River Bandits postgame show. The Lansing Lugnuts hold on for a 7-6 win in 11 innings tonight. In terms of frames, it's the longest of the year for Quad Cities. And as a result of the defeat, they have a 4-game win streak snapped. And we'll have to wait until tomorrow or perhaps Sunday to claim this series win against the A's High A affiliate. Let's open up the postgame show with the line score. First for the victorious Lugnuts. It's 7 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They go 4 for 10 with Ben in scoring position and Strand 6 on base. For Quad Cities, 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They go 5 for 13 with Ben in scoring position and Strand 8. The winning pitcher is going to be Micah Dallas. He improves to 2-0 as a Lugnut this year. He pitched 3 innings out of the bullpen and gave up just 1 unearned run on 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. The losing pitcher is Chase Isbell, whose runs were also unearned. He gives up 2 in 2 innings of work on 3 hits, no walks, and no strikeouts. Andrew Morones is charged with a blown save. He picked up his first professional strikeout in the 8th, but the very next batter, Will Simpson, would launch a solo homer to tie the game up at 5, and that's how we got all the way to the 11th inning tonight. It's Morones' first blown save as a professional. Final time of the ball game tonight, 2 hours and 52 minutes, with a wonderful Friday night crowd of 4,830 through the gates in downtown Davenport. The Bandits, once again, another great effort from Spencer Nivens, who did not hit a home run tonight, just the second time in the last 9 games he has not done that, but he still finishes the ball game 2-for-3 with a double, a single, 2 walks, and 3 runs scored. Trevor Werner accounted for the first 3 runs of the game for Quad Cities. He finishes the night 2-for-5 with a 2-run double and an RBI single. He also stole a base. That was it in terms of RBIs for Quad Cities, with the exception of Carson Rockefeller, who went 1-for-5 with an RBI single. Let's give you one more look at the Midwest League scoreboard, where one game is still going on, and unfortunately, it's all of a sudden not going in the Bandits' favor. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps were up 4-2 going into the bottom of the 7th at Dozier Park, but the resilient Chiefs put up 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th to take a 6-4 lead into the 8th. If Peoria wins, they will be tied with Quad Cities once again for that last playoff spot, both teams 28 and 24 in the second half. That's the only game still going on. Everybody else is wrapped up. West Michigan fell at home to Lake County, 4-2 the final in Grand Rapids. Dayton gets an 11-4 win against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. That helps out Quad Cities and took place at Day Air Ballpark in Ohio. The Beloit Skycarp take advantage of the Quad Cities loss. They're now 4 games out of the playoff spot. They beat the South Bend Cubs 5-1 at Four Winds Field. And in Midland, Michigan, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who have already punched their ticket to the postseason, put a beat down on the Dodgers affiliate, 14-1 the final at Dow Diamond. There is still baseball being played in the Kansas City Royals farm system, but it's not all that favorable for the AA Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The Travelers lead them 8-2, and actually that game just ended. Arkansas beat Northwest Arkansas 8-2 at the AA level tonight. Single-A Columbia also lost. They fell to Fredericksburg at Segra Park 6-1. The only Royals affiliate to get a win tonight was AAA Omaha. They beat Buffalo 5-2 up in New York. Quad Cities back in action tomorrow for Game 5 of this series. It will be the usual Saturday 6 o'clock start, and the starter for the Bandits will be the lefty Hunter Owen. He is 6-7 with a 4.45 ERA this year. He'll be opposed by Mitch Myers. The right-hander for the Lugnuts is 6-6 with a 4.18. Again, first pitch at 6 o'clock, even 5:50, the start of your River Bandits pregame show on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. With the loss tonight, Quad Cities falls back under 500 on the season, 58-59 overall, 28-24 in the second half, and 29-28 here at home. They have a four-game win streak snap. For the victorious Lugnuts, they improve to 55-61 overall, 23-29 in the second half, 26-31 away from Jackson Field. They snap a three-game losing streak. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kirchville, thanking you so much for tuning in. We hope you join us for Game 5 of this series tomorrow night in downtown Davenport, Quad Cities, and Lansing, back at it again. Until then, so long and good night from the Quad Cities.